Because being masculine is one thing and being divinely masculine is another. One is just testosterone and hair on your chest and a beard, and the other is conscious and intentional. You see, when a man is a man, he chooses to be a man because he could have tucked his tail and ran away. But he decided when that noise came up in the middle of the night, I'm going to get up for this family. You stay down, you sit here, I'm going to grab whatever weapon or choice of defense of our house, and I'll handle it. I am choosing to be a man because this is what men do. Here's what I am doing.
Yes.
And it is not going to be you saying to yourself, not just in that circumstance, but any other circumstance, oh, is Steve in Taekwondo, is that the right thing to do? No, you have to act on your own.
Yes.
Yes. And choose consciously and intentionally why. All right, there we go, Steve.
Yeah, now we good.
Drop my bomb real quick.
No, you drop your boom. Okay, now we got three calls already lined up, 856-267 and 802. Yeah. 856, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, I got a question. How do you deal with life with knowing the unknown?
Well, okay. How do you turn on a light switch without knowing that the light is going to come on or not?
Turn it on and find out.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's not hard, brother. Listen, you're too busy. You're going towards calculus and trigonometry. You need to learn how to count from 1 to 10, okay? It's not about knowing the unknown. It's just living your life for you and living it now and thinking about future moves, okay? Does that make
sense? Even if I'm in a situation where I know I don't know, well, guess what? I know something. I know I don't know.
I don't know, right.
Okay. Right now, I'm currently in school for cybersecurity. I'm planning on going to the military. I heard you speak to the other caller about the military. I'm planning on going to the Marines, getting myself together, playing like you said, planning for the future and things like that. But it's just like knowing, like, the thing I'm worried about is with everything that's going on in the world that we can't control ourselves.
Okay.
We can control ourselves.
Caller, first off, go to the Army. I don't think you're going to make it in the Marines. Just go to the Army. It's safer. Number two for you. There's a squirrel that walked out in front of your yard today. Did you give a fuck about the squirrel?
No.
There's a bird that flew above you today or clouds moved today. Did you give a fuck about those things?
No.
There's a snake that ate a little mouse somewhere in Brazil in the Amazon jungle. Did you give a fuck about him?
No. Nah.
So tell me why you didn't. Well, you care about everything, but you didn't care about those things. So why didn't you give a fuck about those things, but yet you give a fuck about everything else?
I think it's just more so.
You think?
All right. I understand what you're saying. Basically, like, I mean, if I'm worrying about that, why I don't worry about those things? I think it's more so if it's affecting
worry,
my life.
Worry or focus?
Thank you.
I'm going to catch this. If we can catch this right now. Worry or focus?
Say it again. Worry or focus?
See, we're going to make a quick transition right here. Worry or focus?
Oh, focus.
Right. Because when you worry about something, you already position in your own mind how you see yourself as the victim. See, when you grow up, the whole boogeyman in the closet, the whole monster under the bed, the whole, you know, myth of all this bullshit was things that made you worry because you were the victim. You were the one who had no control and power in the situation, waiting and not knowing when or how something was going to happen. So that inspired fear. You see, when you focus, it is much more, it places the emphasis that you are choosing to do or pay attention or focus on or see that thing or situation the way you are seeing it. Putting the power in you, the freedom. You understand being free? I focus on that, but I can also focus on something else.
But you got to allow yourself to focus on it. You're not doing that. You're using that as an excuse, it sounds like, to not do anything.
Okay. So just basically focus on only the things that I can control and focus on now. What's in front of me?
When you make a bowl of cereal, do you worry about the bowl not liking you or the spoon talking bad to you or the milk running away from you? or do you just focus on what you want to do? Make cereal, right?
What I want to. Yes.
Okay. All right. So we'll throw you back in. We got other calls to grab, but thank you 856 for the call. Air code 267. Then 802 is next. 267. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What's going on, Ty?
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, my G?
Not much. So my question pertains to applying pressure. And the last time I actually spoke on the phone with Steve, you know, he was basically telling me the difference between actually the game being about yourself while at the same time taking into account the woman's morals, values, judgments. So, like, when you're talking about applying pressure, are you talking about applying pressure in the aspect of to those things, her morals, her judgments, applying pressure to her limit? Like,
no,
what
it's applying
exactly,
the pressure.
You know what I mean?
It's applying the pressure to yourself first, brother. Right. When you bring women into this, it's more or less sexual, and that's where y'all go wrong. It's not about applying any pressure to the woman. Matter of fact, it's actually
right. That's why I was getting confused, because I'm like, the game is about yourself. So I wanted to bring that back to that.
So the pressure applied to the woman is, if she doesn't act right and respect you as a man, the pressure is as you scoot her out your door and out of your life.
Back.
Right, exactly. So we're not saying apply. See, when you try to apply pressure to a woman, that means you're trying to force her to be something.
Yes.
Or you're trying to make her be something, or trying to prove her to be something. So that means if you're putting 80% of pressure, that means you're giving her 20% of a choice. You see what I'm saying? We, as men, we don't do that. We just position ourselves because we apply our own pressure to us. We work on ourselves. And either she is down or she's not.
Got you. So we're applying pressure on our own limits and our own, I guess, box.
We're not limited. No, not on the limits. No, not on the, we're not applying on our limit. We're not limited. We're limitless. We have limitations that go beyond. Okay, so we don't go to a limit, because that means that's a point or a goal.
Gotcha.
Don't limit yourself. Right, we don't limit ourselves. But go ahead, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that was it. I just wanted to get some clarification on the applying pressure, because I'm like, all right, I don't think you're talking about applying pressure to women. Like, I didn't think you were talking about that. So I'm like,
But there is pressure. And you want to know what the pressure is? The pressure is where am I at on his roster? What do I have to do to get his attention? What do I have to do to be worth his time? Remember, see, let me show you the pressure that they have. The pressure is, as I said before, they need to go to Gander Mountain. That's where the pressure is. They need to go to Gander Mountain and get get their boots so they can climb that mountain to show the pressure of being worth our curiosity, our attention, our time, our respect, and then the D, right? So what I'm saying is that the also pressure that she should apply is when she has a pack on her arm, because let me show you. I was showing y'all guys yesterday, and all you Taekwondo guys, let me show you why she has to have a shoulder on the thing, because when you wash a dish, she's got to go this way. When she's vacuuming the floor, she's got to go this way. When she's tucking the bed, she's got to go this way. So there's a lot of strain on that shoulder of hers.
A lot of pressure, man. That thing like, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of pressure. Right. She got to stretch it out, right, because she's not used to that, because she ain't used to being with a man.
Got you. So because of the caliber of your own self, she's applying pressure to herself to stay in your world, to stay in your life.
Period.
Got you. All right. I got you.
Yeah, I look on the pressure, because I think the first way you was looking at it is that the man doing something, you know, considering the woman, and then like not trying to do, or, you know, thinking about how or why you're doing it. And the reality is she may even feel pressure from things that I just didn't even mean to apply the pressure with. I may just be talking about something, I may be showing something, explaining something. She's going to feel a pressure within herself. She's going to feel like, whoa, why is this lady downstairs feel like this? Why am I, whoa, what are these thoughts I'm having? She even will be putting pressure on herself to live up to something that she may think I have for her.
Gotcha.
Knowing that I have other women, or knowing that there's the potential she might not see me for a while.
Yeah, she's... The pressure is keeping our attention. Because if she can't keep our attention, we're going to dismiss her. There's a lot of pressure there because we bring a lot of benefits. That's the whole thing. She's got to work to keep our time and our attention because we fulfill her in ways that the average guy can't. So she's got to work for us.
Okay. All right, I got you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. We'll throw you back in. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Erico 802, then 973. 802, can we help you, sir?
Yo, what's the word? What's good, Steve? What's good, Ty?
What's up?
I wanted to chime in. I wanted to make a statement. Then I got a question. This is about what y'all just talking about, applying pressure. What I learned, bro, is like this is for everybody. Applying pressure is just about expressing yourself in a confident way. Like it don't really take much. It's about showing her that you like her without being too creepy or being too
I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to like. I don't like her, and I don't want her to like me. I don't even want her to be attracted to me or be in love with me. I conquer. See, while you try to get her to like you because you want to get between her legs, I want to conquer her mind. I want to conquer her emotion. I want to conquer the one thing that she doesn't even know she has, so I don't want her to like me. Why would I be like you?
No, for sure, and I respect that. I get what you're saying, but a lot of times for most niggas, the female don't even like them or are attracted to them in a manner to where they would even get in the bed with them. Or, you know what I'm saying? Cause,
there you go. You showed us your story. Again, this is why y'all lose, because y'all are in your emotions, because you're going after what's between her legs and not between her ears. I keep trying to tell you, young
boy. I'm a young boy. I'm going to keep it a butt. I'm going to go for it, legs, man. I'm a young boy.
Well, I know that, and that's why you're going to
do too much for it.
Sir, listen to me. What I'm saying
is... All right, catch this, Carl. Well, how you treat your woman is how the world is going to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you just... I just go for the sex. I just want the pussy. And I can pretty much connect that mentality to the results in life.
Yes.
I definitely can.
No experience.
I mean,
no experience.
All I was saying is just like, I mean, me having like my game, bro, is like I still have respect for a lady. I know how to treat a woman. Like,
so you don't have
I do the right things.
You don't have any game. What are you talking about? You don't have any game.
Oh, well, y'all say game is about thinking for yourself, and this is why the statement chimes in.
No, you're
my
not,
question
sir, but
is
you're
like,
not thinking for yourself. You're thinking about the woman first. So are you actually thinking about yourself? Because you want sex. You want to smash.
I like
you want to give
I like this. You're letting me think. You're letting me be critical.
But you're thinking about the woman.
My end goal.
Run it in your head. What is your end goal,
but
sir?
My end goal is to find a woman that is for my kids, for my children, for my
and
legacy.
Then you've already
someone
failed.
That can actually take care of my kids.
Wait a second, sir. You're 19 or 18? How old are you? How old are you, caller?
I'm 18.
Okay. So your nuts are just dropping from your stomach, and you're talking about marriage and a kid? Do you understand if you walk out that door with that mindset, these women will eat you alive because you're walking around with a billboard saying, I'm looking for the right woman to marry and want my kids and all that. Man, you are nothing but food, dog. You better stop that shit. You better stop thinking that way.
Nah, for sure. But, like, I'm already content with myself.
You already what?
All right. Well, I love my
Let me ask you a thing. Have you experienced an orgy?
No.
Have you experienced a threesome?
Personally, I don't even want to experience one.
Well, no, I'm just asking, have you experienced these things? Have you experienced that?
An orgy or a threesome? Not a threesome nor an orgy, no, sir.
No. Okay, right. So, I'm not saying that's what you have to experience, but you've never even experienced life itself. So why would you be a mark to go into, okay, back in the day before, the internet, they used to hang out at pool halls, right? And pool halls, kind of like Vegas, you would look for a mark because the mark would come into a pool hall with a brand new stick and the chalk wouldn't even be touched. So everybody knew that they can feed off of that person. You don't understand that these women have more game than you right now. And they are smart enough to play dumb to get what they want from you, and you're going to be willing to do it, and you don't even see that right now, young man, because you don't even see what the game's about, man.
Nizar.
Well, like you said, you a king, you conquer. My end goal is to be happy with my family. I just want a family. Like, I don't think
okay,
that's
but Caller, I understand you want a family, but you're not even structured to even talk to a woman. So how can you go to trigonometry or calculus when you can't even count from 1 to 10? How can you want a family when you're not even built to be a man? You're not even built to speak for yourself. You're not even built to speak to a woman, but yet you want a family. I'm telling you, you're going to be a mark. Hey, do what you want to do, but some woman's going to use you.
That was just my statement.
Stand on your statement. No, yes, your statement. Stand on that shit.
I'm standing on it. For sure.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's why you're going to be a mark. So what you're saying is, and please, everyone that heard what he said, please strike that from the record, because this motherfucker over here is going to lead y'all down a cliff that y'all don't want to go. So we will strike your statement right now, but you can go ahead and ask your question, sir.
But Taekwondo, that's something he teaches.
I'm not saying that I have a family.
What are we talking about?
Well, first of all, when I first came in here, I stated I was going to chime in and give my 2 cents on what we were talking about applying pressure to females. Saying when you apply pressure.
No, go back to what I teach. Tell me what I teach. Why are you turning this on me? What I do?
This is fake, bro. Even in your Patreon, and then you have videos saying when you apply pressure, don't be afraid I'm saying it, bro. Don't be afraid to express yourself. Don't be afraid to be bold I really love you or nah. Like, if you're going to say something, be confident. Just like in your video about what you just said. What'd you say?
Flew over his head.
I didn't hear what you said.
So you tried to throw me under the bus and copy what I said. Reapply it to how you think, and then try to draw a connection between the two.
Yeah, bro, I was just telling that's what you say. I was just chiming in and giving advice.
And that translates to getting married at 18. How? How does me saying be able to express yourself, communicate clearly, directly, and straight up have to do with you wanting marriage? Like, what are you talking about? I did not teach getting married at 18. What are you talking about?
That was a state, bro. I respect the show, but y'all be taking things out of context.
Okay, we don't give a fuck about your opinion, so just ask your question. Right. Fuck your opinion. Ask your question.
All right, for sure. But
what's your question? Honesty doesn't start with a question. The question starts with who, what, when, why, how, or when. So what is your question? We couldn't hear you. A question starts with who, what, why, or when. What is your question, sir?
Somebody uses his brain and they're frying eggs.
Oh, man, he hung up. Why did he hang up?
Yo, you said when he tried to do that, he going to say, that's what Taekwondo teaches. We ain't have to teach that shit.
That motherfucker.
The fuck is you talking about?
I know he on that bullshit, dog.
Well, you know, basically what you said was you kind of really meant like, no, nigga, I said what I said. You know, how does this apply to that? What are you talking about?
That motherfucker scurried the fuck out. He's like, oh, shit, these motherfuckers are real in this bitch. All right, let's break it down.
I'm catching straight bullets, man.
Drink it 973-843. 973, what's your question?
Yo, this is me from before. I'm actually... No, don't start laughing. I heard that shit. Don't start laughing. But
Who's you before? The scary guy that tried to talk to the girl and lied to us? Is that you?
No. I ain't lying. Y'all claim the last thing
Liar.
I say, did I kiss her? What he say?
Your new name is Liar.
No. It's not me. I was the nigga with the girl that I went to the club. I'm actually going out with her, like, literally right now. But I'm pretty
good. Put her on the phone.
Well, then
goodbye. All right, so long. our area code.
Yeah, that was Liar.
Yeah,
L-I-A-R.
That's Fibro. Liar's cousin Fibro. All right, so here you go.
Liar's cousin. Wait, I got it.
I ain't got it. What did we say?
Wait, I ain't got it right now.
I got it
That's
right
his
now.
That's his cousin.
843. 843-641. What's up? 843.
Yeah. 843. Yeah. So my question is, would you say, you know, your question is what, when, where, who, how, and why? Would you say the first question in getting to know ourselves, getting to know yourself, is to ask why, or should you ask what, or
why? Yeah, not only should
you
need
why,
to know
right?
your well, it's several things. It's not just knowing your why. You've got to do more than just the why. Okay, it's the why. It's the let me show you. Let me pull it up for you, caller. For all those, here you go. It's not just the why, it is truly knowing your why, defending whatever it is, standing on it and expressing it. So it's not just saying a why, you got to do all three of these things. Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, but what is your question, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's just more, it just goes back into the why. That's all I was asking.
Why what?
Pardon?
Go ahead. You can talk to us. What's up? What's going on? Something's on your mind. What's up?
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, I mean, you'll figure out who you are, right? You know where, what, when, you know what I mean? You know,
no,
it's 2020.
Okay, sir, not necessarily. If a loser asks himself a winning question, if a loser asks himself a winning question, do you think he's going to get a winning answer?
If he asks himself a winning question.
Okay, you only see to your level of thinking. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. Okay, let me bring it down. You only see to your level of thinking. So when you say things to yourself, you don't even realize you're not even the one saying things to you. Your mind is telling you what to think. And you don't even see that. You don't even have any control over yourself right now, because everything that is coming from your thoughts are from somebody else and not you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where you...
That's why you can't copy. You can never really fix the root problem.
Pardon? The root problem.
And I said that's why you're not supposed to copy and, you know, reuse and recycle, because you never fix the root issue. You never deal with what's going on directly.
I wanted to talk about something real quick to connect this guy. Have you ever seen Django Unchained?
Sure have.
Okay, so I said something earlier this morning, and it applies to pressure. And 843, we can't hear you call back because you sound really low. But I wanna use Django Unchained to show about how you apply pressure. Now, gentlemen, if y'all watch Django Unchained, I talked about this early morning. And Ty, you see where I'm coming at with this. So if you look at it, Django wanted to get his woman. Okay, that was the thing. But he wanted to apply the wrong pressure, because Schultz.
Right.
Right. When Schultz asked Django, if you go to a horse farmer and you want to buy the horse from the farmer and he doesn't want to give it to you, what are you going to do? Django said, then at that point, I'm going to steal that horse. Where the Schultz said, then, you know, the farmer, then you committed a crime, you're going to get hung, and then the horse is going to go back to the owner. So instead of buying the horse and trying to put pressure on the horse, you buy the farm that gets you the horse. So the plan was that they went to Candy to not get Broomhilda, but apply enough pressure to get one of his third best slaves. Remember that? He got his third best. That's what he wanted to do. So what he tried to do was get his third best slave. But then when they went to Candyland, Steven was the mindset of Calvin Candy. And Steven thus put pressure on Calvin Candy. Remember, Calvin Candy was blind to the game that Django and Schultz was running, like a lot of these guys out there. They don't see that the mind or the woman, because they always think, like we were talking about, the pressure mm-hmm. of putting on the woman. So what y'all don't understand, and what I'm saying is, let's say the woman is Calvin Candy and Steven is her emotions. Just because you put a little bit of pressure on her or buy her a few gifts and things like that, she's going to have a powwow with herself to have her see the big picture. Because remember, Django and Schultz went to Candyland, and Calvin Candy, had the idea, Ty, because I want to get your thought on this. He thought that it was all about the slave, and then eventually they will ask for what they want. You know, oh, hey, you know, we give you the money for $1,200 or whatever for the third slave. But, oh, hey, let me get that German woman as well, because that was the end game. But what happened was Steven was the mindset of everything, because he was actually doing all the talking for Calvin when they mm-hmm. when he sat down. So what we're saying to you guys, I wanted to bring that up to everybody.
No, listen, you know what's crazy? Hit that point.
Yeah, what I want people to see is that even though you try to apply a certain kind of pressure on a woman by either trying to manipulate or deceive the situation, don't think that the woman doesn't have a mechanism already in line to protect what is between her legs. What say you, Ty, on that, brother?
No, listen. What I love most about that example is not only did you have the comparable metaphors to, you know, realistically how men try to go for this or go for the pussy and go for this and go for that, the high and the low of it. You also perfectly captured how Django and, you know, the German could be having this plan, this well planned out, well thought out plan, very articulate, very,
yes,
you know, very strategic. And from another perspective, depending on what state of mind, what frame of thought that you have, you may not even see the plan, question the plan, think it's bullshit because you don't understand it,
yes,
or understand what's going on.
Yes.
So the parts and power at B that's playing way over your head and from your level of understanding it
mm-hmm.
can even ruin how you see. Yo, listen, no, you just crafted that perfectly, man. I got to give you flowers for that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because I think a lot of what the problem with a lot of guys understand is if you didn't watch Django, remember, they didn't want his third best. They say, listen, we don't want what you're trying to sell. We want what you don't want to sell. So we don't want your first best, your second best. We want your third best because your third best is better than what you have. But then they use money. They use the pressure of money. But that was the game they were trying to run on Calvin Candy, because Calvin couldn't see what Steven saw. And see, because Steven was the mind and the operation of Candyland. Calvin Candy was just the face of Candyland. Steven, who raised by his father, was raised his father in him. He was the voice behind him. And that's when he noticed that he knew Django was a fraud. See, y'all don't even see that, because remember, the German said, "You're going to act like a slaver." Yeah, a slave. I think they call them slavers. I forgot what they call. But remember, he was acting a part, and even he was trying to act the part. Steven saw him for what he actually was. That's how deep this is. Steven saw him for what he was. And so Steven had to pull Candy in the back while he was sitting there with his wine. He said, "Them motherfuckers ain't funny. They ain't trying to get no guy. They after that girl." And he broke it down until Calvin realized that, wait a second, I'm being played by a fool. So if I'm being played by a fool, let me get all the guys around and let me go ahead and then destroy from the outside in, man. It's a deep, man. I just thinking about
that. I fucked with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so guys, y'all want to call in, got y'all, but this is what we're talking about, applying pressure. Lines open if y'all want to call in. But this is what we're saying about applying pressure. See, you cannot come in this game looking to cheat the game or trying to figure out a way to cheat or try to deceive, manipulate. Because when you try to deceive and manipulate, even though the woman may be deceived, there is something inside of her that will see you for what you are.
And woman's intuition.
Exactly. And once she realizes you're playing games, then the game of you buying her dinners, you paying bills, and all that, and you're not going to get any ass. What say you, T?
She'll play along. She'll play along with the game.
Yes.
That's how some of these women can get. Y'all hate them for it. Oh, that using, manipulating, she wasting my time. Like the caller called her earlier, he got frustrated with her. He hated her. He's, oh, well, she's doing this. But he didn't even realize that she was doing that with a reflection of his action, his movement, his decision-making.
Yes.
And then got mad at her.
Yes.
The feminine responds to the masculine. The sun gets the light from the moon gets the light from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're mad at how it's reflecting.
Yes.
It's coming from you.
Yes.
So let's go back to that. Let's go back to that other example on pressure, because I would love to dive deep into that. So this whole idea that your baseline or limited perspective or thought on pressure may be, let me ask her to go on this date. Let me go for the kiss. But it's not, I am the experience of me when I'm around her, when I talk to her, how I treat her. So much so that when she comes around me or thinks of me, the pressure is already there. It's not something I turn off. It's not just something that's in one particular action or example I can bring, because I am not a circumstance. I am not an action. I am me. So anything I say, do, think about, craft, create, whatever the case may be, is going to be a product of me, and it's going to hit the same. And then you guys try to say, y'all try to get the what right. Oh, what do I say? What do I do? What? But you see, the what is the thing that any man can copy. The what is the thing that is not going to get you here in between her ears. It's not going to be the what. It's going to be the death of you as the man, the why, the how, the damn. She's going to be blown away by you. And then when you see, you're still thinking on a level of, man, somebody, you know, even when you first came into the contest, Steve, a lot of them might have, just truthfully speaking, a lot of them might have came in looking, well, I want to do or learn what I need to learn in order to get some pussy, in order to start fucking. And then we turn the script around and say, well, the game is bigger than that. It's not even about women. It's about you. And then it's deeper than that. So then now they're resisting the difference between what we're talking about, and they may even think we don't like pussy. They may even think we don't like sex. Nigga, we have sex in ways you don't even think about. The nasty things women say to us.
The pictures, the videos.
You think this shit ain't, the sex don't come and play its part. It plays a whole different part, which you cannot even begin to understand unless you understand yourself.
Yes.
Y'all think that we switch it back on y'all as to like sound deep and mojo and blah, 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 but y'all don't understand. Yes. And listen, we got screenshots on the Patreon, man. Tap in.
Oh, yeah. And also, guys, like we said before, you have to understand the woman and how you get trapped. See, you're storming the wrong gate. You're setting yourself up for failure, because think about how you go after a feeling and come out this whole thing emotionally caught up in the woman. You have the fear. You, as soon as you say you want to have sex with her, you have the fear, the anxiety, and all the emotions that you're getting from the woman. You see, y'all guys think that, you think that you can storm the gate between her legs and get it. And that's why y'all going now storming the wrong gate. Because the woman,
too low.
Yes, because the woman, we're looking very low, because the woman even herself doesn't realize that she is not an emotion. She is a combination of a bunch of feelings. She doesn't even know her emotion until she meets a Taekwondo, until she meets a Stevie D. Williams. She doesn't even know what the fuck she is. She thinks she's emotions, but she's actually feelings. But what you guys do, you're attacking something that is not even there. And that's why you get caught up in your emotions by all the guys. What do they all have in common? They all wanted to sleep with women. They didn't know what to say. They were nervous, beat around the bush, and there was some fear in
liars, yes. Liars, and dishonorable.
Yes, all that.
Can't be real with themselves.
All
so that. How about this? What they don't even realize is, Steve, we may even come up with things that blow ourselves away.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Y'all think that everything is okay, well, what is, so they're having these results. You know, we brag about these. They think that we're bragging, but this is just with us talking about our lives.
Yes.
What are they saying? What are they doing? I'll be the first to admit it. I may say or do some shit that blows my mind, but it really doesn't, because I'll just think on him like, man, that's some me shit. That's the pride I have. That's the dignity that I have. See, it's not that specific thing, and it's not a repeating process, because when you mess with each individual woman, she is unique in herself. She may be different from the last one. And then how does that correlate with the sex? One may fuck you faster or slower. The key may fit sooner, or there might not even be a lock. You may have been convincing yourself that by going on 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 dates, waiting 9 to 10, 12 months for something you could have got in days, all because you don't understand yourself. So then when you interact with her, you're trying to interact with who you think she is, and you're trying to show her and attack her on who she thinks you are, rather than showing her who you are, and then she'll know the kind of man you are. See, the know is where you get the trust. The know is where you can start to depend. The know is where you get the reliability. And that's where you unlock the rest of yourself and out of the woman.
Yes, absolutely. And guys, I want to call in. We got you. We'll start answering some of your questions as y'all post it. But, gentlemen, it's this simple. Every time you run into
a woman, got some water, Steve, but
there's an interaction, gentlemen. Remember, I tell you all the time, you are interacting. So what's happening to most of you guys is that because you're trying to go after the pussy, you are getting caught up in your fucking feelings. You're getting caught up in feelings. So, and here's the sad thing, even about the interactions that I'm showing you guys, is that the billion-dollar question isn't why you're talking, why are you talking to the woman? The biggest question is, who are you talking to? Who are you in love with? Who are you scared to approach? You're not even talking to her. You're talking to her lie and her makeup. You see, most of you guys wonder, even that guy that got C treatment, he doesn't even realize why he gets C treatment. And most of you guys get B treatment because you fall in love with her lies, her deception.
Hold on, Steve. You know why they can't even begin to differentiate the A, B, C, or the interaction with the woman that they're having? Because they're just like her.
Yeah, what is that?
You're lying to yourself. You're ran by your self-worth and insecurities.
Yes.
You know, you have a makeup. You have the things that you lie and tell yourself in order to feel good and think good about yourself. Just like her.
You put on.
She can never set her free.
Yes. You put on the makeup of, oh, I'm a baller. I'm a shot caller. You put on the dress that, oh, I'm a boss now because I can dress really well and all other stuff. And listen. You're doing all that for makeup. You're not doing it for the woman. You're doing it because you're attracted to how she puts on her weave, how she does her makeup, her brush, blush, and eyeliner, and you don't even realize it. But see, what's different about Ty and I is that we go through the first lie. We go through the low self-worth and the low self-esteem, and we hit her at her core, the one place that she doesn't even know she has. And that's why y'all would ask, well, why would these women do these things for you? Because we're going to show them that they're more than what they actually are when they get with us, like Ty always tell. Wide and deep depth, take them beyond their edge and show them that they are more than the sum of their parts, Ty.
No, listen, I'm going to let you keep going in, man, because they don't even realize that the level that you are within yourself would change the level of that interaction you can have with her. See, a lot of the times, because of how a lot of men are, Steve, when I mess with women, they may have a certain expectation of me.
Yes.
It even happened when I went on that last blind date with the girl, and she was like, well, you want me to be honest? She's like, you're different. She's like, you're different. And she stopped it, so she didn't want to say you're different. And I was like, no, go ahead. Say what you trust your gut. You know what I'm saying? That's what you wanted to say. That's the impression you got from me. But then she went on to say the reason she said I was different because of her expectations were so low because of the men she messes with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine until she sees who I am and I show her who I am. You see, from that point on, then it builds the trust, then builds the reliability, may come some test or whatever the case may be, but I'm only showing who I am. I'm not trying to pass the test. I'm not even considering the test. I might not even see the test.
Yes.
I'm just going to be me. I'm going to stand on me. And then on top of that, what guys need to realize is, go ahead, Steve.
No, these women out here, guys, get y'all crayons out. These women hold expectations of themselves, and they don't even realize, like Ty was saying, the expectation is surface dweller. The expectation is less than average if you think about it. So when she meets a man that has high expectations, it forces her because guess what? We influence her through the emotion and not the fake feeling. See, what y'all guys will understand is these women think that what they feel is actually an emotion, but it is also like with you guys. She is also a prisoner and a warden of her world. She can go as far as her mind will let her go, but she cannot go as far as we can take her. So because we can influence her to be more than what she is, that's why they want to be with us, because we're not average. We're showing her that, you know what? We can show you that the reality and perception that you see right now is not actually reality and perception. Matter of fact, it is a reality and perception of being average. That's why she thinks she is average, because she's around nothing but average individuals. It takes a man to create a woman. A male cannot create a woman. A male can create an angry, bitter, mad, you know,
aggressive, masculine woman.
Yes, a very.
And then complain about it.
And then complain about it.
And then blame her. She's, oh, she's aggressive. She's masculine. She's wild. She's this, she's that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
you only say more about you, not her.
Yes. And all you guys trying to break these women, this is what happens. So let's see here. We got a few questions here. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the lines are open.
563-999-3056.
All right, here we go. This is a question right here. Oh, the question is, how do I recognize if I'm being more feminine than masculine? Okay, look, what I'm asking you, okay, just think about insanity. They always say, like I told you, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, trying to get the same result. Well, every time, isn't it odd, every time you get around a woman, you're displaying more characteristics of her than you are a man? When you start to have fear, anxiety, when you have low self-worth, low self-esteem, you're just emulating the woman. So when you begin to behave like the woman that she doesn't even is attracted to, you are falling into your own trap. But here's the worst part about it. You do it every time. Every time you see a woman, you fall into the same trap. And you always think it's always going to change, but it never does, because as long as you're going after the pussy, you're always going to lose to the woman. Ty?
And I would even attack the whole frame of the question, because what you're trying to do is equate being weak with being feminine. You're trying to equate being strong with being masculine, when you need to just look at yourself as a weak man.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to use the idea of feminine to say and avoid yourself. Oh, I'm anxious. I'm nervous. I don't have experience. I'm not direct. I'm not clear, concise. I'm not aligned in one with myself. Because, see, there will be a healthy balance or connection between your masculine side as a man and the feminine side you have to create, to express yourself, to be clear and concise and paint that brush. And then it is through your masculine side which you encourage her feminine side, not run back into your feminine side and your fear and your doubt and uncertainty.
All right, we got a call. Area code 315, sir. How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? What's going on?
You speak up a little bit, sir. We can't hear you.
My fault. Can you hear me better now?
No, I got to talk. We still can't hear you. It's really low.
Damn. I can't really change. Like, is the volume good now? I'm kind of raising my voice.
All right, now we okay.
Good enough?
Go ahead. Go ask your question. What's up?
Yeah, my fault, but how y'all doing? How you doing, Steve? How you doing, Ty? I've been jumping in and out of the call, so if I touch on a topic that's already been addressed, just let me know. Short and sweet answer. But essentially, I've been watching a lot of Ty's videos. Not to ding you, Steve, I just haven't really got to you yet.
No, please, it's okay. What's your question? It's good. What's your question? What's up?
Yeah, it's more so like how can I say it? How old are you? I'm 22. I'm trying to make it short and sweet and concise for y'all. But
it just starts with a who, what, when, where, why, or where. It's just a question. Go ahead and ask your question. It's okay. What's up?
Yeah, basically, I'm having my difficulty is like turning the seductive switch off in a professional environment. So like y'all got the game, y'all got the ism, y'all got all that good knowledge. And when it comes to females and shit like that, it's really changed my perspective. And like, It's like a superpower, or it's like a switch, you know what I'm saying? You could turn it on and off, but I find myself like using it in the work environment.
Do you care about your job? Do you care about your job?
That's the thing. I do, no, but it's like
you don't. You don't care about your job. Because if you cared about your job, you would cut that silly ass shit off and go to your job and do your fucking job and go to fuck home and leave those women alone and stop harassing them so you don't get not only lose your job but have a mark on your resume where you'll be a motherfucking sexual harassment cases. So you don't really care about your job. It's just so sad to hear that. It's frustrating, man. So sad.
I didn't mean to drop the worst case scenario on you.
It's not a worst case scenario. That's just your truth. You don't know because you're desperate, thirsty, and needy as fuck. You can't separate going to your job and doing what you're getting paid for and leaving those damn women alone and going home. But you want to mess with women and harass them. Why are you so desperate,
man?
Can I
say something?
Sure.
And you know what? I'm not even gonna knock the desperation. I've been communicating with myself, and I'm like, yeah,
that's the problem.
I think
yes.
Desperation
okay,
is
stop
a little.
Stop communicating yourself.
But
that's why you're fucking up. Stop communicating with yourself.
But the thing is, like, I'm in the military, and so my job is like we live with the same people we go to work with, like the living environment.
Dude, take the wheel, Ty. Talk to him, Ty.
So it's like, you know, when we get deployed and shit, when we get deployed out and shit.
The thing is, though, if you had enough game, you'd be able to do what you want to do. But you ain't going about it right. You can't get your ducks in order the right way in order to do it with your hands clean. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see, even when I mess with women at work and I did my thing, I handled it a certain way, which covered my ass. You know what I'm saying? Which kept things in order. No messiness was being, you know. Even I had a situation with a woman. She got angry one time. She was like, she tried to press me. Steve, she caught herself pressing me, right? And she was like, you know, why you mess with all these other women? Why they keep talking about you? And then rather than answer a question, I looked at her and said, you ain't my bitch. Got on her skin, offended her some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? She ain't like that. But listen, outside of that situation, you need to, you are either the floor general or a product of your environment. Can't be both.
All right, call her.
So if you're going to run the show a certain kind of way, you either the clown or the ringleader.
Call, if you want to run it right, you got to go to the CEO. I forgot what it's called. At happy hour. There's a happy hour. I forgot what it's called there if you're on the base. But at 5:30, that's where you need to be to create a reputation. Once you create a reputation, they're going to spread your COVID-69, I always call it, throughout the office. And then once they spread that, every woman's going to look at you different. But also all these women, if you're nice enough to them, what's going to happen is the guys are going to start coming up to you. And they're going to start asking you questions. And then those guys are going to run back to their wives and their girlfriends, and they're going to talk crap about you. And they're going to, because they're going to make themselves look good to a point where their wives and girlfriends are going to say, you know what? Why don't you bring 315 over to our picnic, bar mitzvah, pool party, or beach party?
Right.
I want to give them a piece of my mind. Thus, once she does that, she's going to pass that COVID-69 to all of her girlfriends and tell them about you. So you don't have to do much work. You just got to show the fuck up, man.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
So, wait.
Meanwhile, they'll come knock on your door
But they'll come, you'll say hello, they may go, hi.
Yep. They're all watching.
We ain't talking
about the
talk, though, right now. This advice you're giving me ain't desperate advice, though. Because just
that?
Before, Steve, you were saying that. You was just saying
what
before
saying
it was desperation. Now
you're
getting
now,
you tips and
tricks. And then you're diving in the mind of a hunter.
Okay.
But we got to go back to why you have this issue and why you,
right.
Your first initial reaction wasn't, well, should I be, you know, why should I be doing this or why do I want to? And is this going to impact me in the long run?
Well,
yeah,
what,
as a man, you have to be honest
phrase.
With yourself when you're doing some nut shit. When you're like, all right, this out of pocket.
You have already
right, but,
created
but the
a
better can I better phrase it? What I mean by is like, so like, you know how you network and shit, you know, just professionally and
speak
shit
up
like
there,
that.
Man.
Some of the techniques.
You turn your very white
you
voice up. Just speak up a little bit, dog. Speak up a little bit.
I ain't trying to holler and shit because niggas is asleep right now. But what I'm saying is like when you network, like let's say I meet a chick, right, and I work with her. And, like, you know, you got to connect because she's a soldier. I'm a soldier. You know what I'm saying? We work in the same unit type shit. You get the connecting and shit, the networking and shit. That's cool. But then it's like, you know, I got this game in the back of my head. And she
you don't have
good,
to.
You know?
Okay. Wait. 315. This is what I understand about you surface dwellers. Why do y'all motherfuckers think y'all have game? You ain't got no motherfucking game, dog. Because if you
I got
game, you wouldn't be so motherfucking
hey, I
desperate,
got the receipts.
Dog.
You want the receipts? Hey, send
dog,
me your number and I can send
dog.
You the receipts.
I already
you
know
your
dog. You called us because you fucking harassing women at your job and you trying to tell us you have game. You,
oh,
hey, if you had game, why the fuck Steve. Are you calling us?
Steve, put Ty back on the phone because Ty know how to. All right. Ty
you
don't.
Know
Ty don't.
Gonna,
Ty don't.
Yeah,
don't
I ain't even gonna lie. What you just tried to do is use a woman's validation to prove you have game.
Jesus Christ.
What,
so you ready
what,
to hang up on us before
give?
You hang up
what
on you
woman
call?
Did I give? I didn't
game?
Give no woman. You know what I'm saying? I ain't give no woman an example of what y'all talking about. We ain't
call
I don't want to turn this
That's what
off.
You were about
this
to do.
Said,
caller,
I don't
want to
turn this
off. Game, if you have game, why are you
game
calling
Game is not
us?
The question. Like, that's not
it,
the question
it,
right now. That's not
wait
even
a second.
The question.
You just said you had game, so it turned into a sexual harassment. So if you had game, when did, why are you calling us? 816,
you
got your next.
No one said nothing. My what I'm trying
okay,
to say.
Okay, goodbye, soldier. Okay, area code 816, sir. What's your question? How can we help? 816, you there?
Hello?
Yes. Can you speak up a little bit? I don't know why. It's oh, Ty, can you just mute? We'll be quiet so we can hear it.
All right,
go ahead, call.
Nah,
what's up?
Man. What's up with y'all, man?
Question, sir?
Man, my question, man, I just went through the craziest shit, man. I just left my old baby mama's crib, and she wasn't even there, bro, but her mama was there, and I was just waiting, you know, me and my kid were waiting and shit to drop on my kid for my baby mama to get there. And talking about why my baby mama's good, talking about start undressing in front of me while I put my kid down in the room, and like, I mean, you know, it led to some other shit, and I done just fucking had a sexual relationship with my baby mama's mama, and like we just finished, and my baby mama pull up, and like I'm just sitting there like fucking froze, like what, well, like I don't even know what to do, like what do you do?
Well, what you gotta
brother?
Do is I want you to take two lefts by Fairy Tale Mountain, and go to Gingerbread Lane, and go ahead and bring the cow, and bring me the,
cow.
And you get come back with the five beans. Because you are lying your motherfucking ass off, dog. Come on, stop lying.
Bro, what, you want me to FaceTime you?
Can I
FaceTime
your
you with this shit right now?
That you're lying.
You want me to FaceTime you right now?
You're
lying.
Yeah,
you
hey,
FaceTime you right
I'm
now.
I don't know
bro.
To bring
you
back
FaceTime
that
right
three-headed goat and the two-headed dragon and the chimera.
I'm not, bro. Talking about this bitch is 56 years old, bro. I never had no head
all
without
right.
teeth.
Well, why don't you call her
bitch
right
took a
now and tell her to come over to your place tomorrow.
This lady done took a teeth out and just fucking swallowed my balls.
Call her. What is your question?
Collar, bro. I mean, I ain't got a collar, bro. I'm sitting outside my baby mama's
yeah,
house. Like, what the fuck did
time,
I just do?
Bro. Yeah, I'm about, yeah, I'm seven times coming down.
Bro,
like,
I don't know what
that
is. Like, do I go back to my baby mama? Or do I go back to
yeah,
her mama?
Yeah,
what do I
do? No. What you do is, again, go to Magic Mountain and scream, how do you
oh, trust me. She took me to Magic Mountain. I just met Gingerbread.
Hey, listen,
you know what I mean? I just
please
did.
Please say no to drugs because drugs do bad things to people. Say no,
nah.
Young man, as I hang up to you. Okay, we're back, guys. If y'all want to call in, we got other questions to answer. But this is ridiculous. Let's bring in 631. 631, sir. How can we help you, sir?
Hey,
631 going once. 631 going twice.
How you doing, Steve? Yep. How you doing, Ty? Here's your question. My question is, where does the game start? Because I like how you guys are really deep. Game doesn't just sound like getting into girls' pants. Game, honestly, from what you guys are saying, is like really deep. It's like inner confidence with yourself. It's like having self-worth with yourself. So the girl just is like instantly attracted to you guys, or it's just y'all just on a different vibration. So I just want
to
understand how myself.
I don't know. I'm not on a vibration before I throw the tie. I'm just
Hold on. Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to make this point. You know why it doesn't start with what's between her legs, or even how many women you have in your phone, or whatever the case may be? Because what you do up until that point, what you say, how you say it, how you position it, all starts with how you see yourself, who you tell yourself you are, who you show yourself you are. It doesn't start with that woman, because guess what? She may have five different bodies with five different men and five different experiences and five different ways that they handle themselves. And I say that to say that you are, and your experience and your results come from you, not her. Because one guy may have got the pussy by begging for it, paying for it. He might have waited 10 dates. She may just come over whenever I tell her to, and you know what I'm saying? Same woman.
Yeah.
Different man.
Got you. So I guess, to follow up, what does game mean to you guys then?
It's not about what it means. Okay,
to
start.
It's not
about what it means.
Somebody
to
wants to start doing
it. What is it meaning to us to have anything to do with the fact that you don't have it? How's that going to help you?
Well, I mean, you guys talk about mentors and stuff. I want to learn from you guys.
So then, if you want to learn what it means to you, then you either go to Taekwondo or the Man Mindset, and you will learn. Become a student, brother.
I have watched some of Taekwondo's videos, his breakdowns. I like how he gets deep into
then
it.
After
you
go to Taekwondo and get the information from Taekwondo and become a student.
Cool. All right. I respect it.
All right. Good luck to you. All right. Thank you. Error code 630. Let's bring you in, sir. 630, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's poppin'?
I don't know why it's so low.
Hey,
I don't know what's popping, but how can we help you, sir?
Steve, I'm gonna
yeah,
be
yeah,
like five.
I just want to ask a question. Like, how much game do you gotta spit at a woman before you know you bagged her? You know what I'm saying? Because like, I be spitting game.
What does bagger mean? What is bagger?
All right. Well, before she yours. You know what I mean? Before that's your woman.
Well, I don't spit game to make her my woman. I'm not. If you're trying to make her your woman, why do you want a woman that bad that you want to spit game? Why do you want a woman that bad?
Nah, I just want a woman. You know what I'm saying? But let me ask you this, Dan.
How old are you, big guy? How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. So tell me why you want a woman in your life. You want a woman up under? You want a girlfriend? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me why you want a girlfriend.
All right, so I got my own little radio show. Shout out to DJ Smooth, REG,
I didn't ask you that question. Let me pause you quick. Please just answer the question. Now, why do you want a girlfriend, sir?
All right. So I need help with the video editing. So I want her.
Okay.
To help me out.
Wait, sir. Stop. Do you want a girlfriend or do you want to manipulate a woman? I don't understand. Now, listen. Please listen. Let's start this over again. Let's start this from scratch. You're 24 years old. You say you want a girlfriend, but can you please tell me why you want a girlfriend?
That's the reason. I want her to help me with my business.
So do you need a girl to help be called a girlfriend for her to help you with your business?
No, I want her to help me with the business, and I want, you know, the benefits of having a girlfriend.
No, I don't know. But why do you want – okay. Why do you want a girlfriend? You still haven't told me why. What is the significance of having a girlfriend? Why do you want one?
Shit. I want her to help me with the business and some sex. Both.
Well, wait a second. Can't you and an average woman do the same thing? One that's not your girlfriend?
Shit, but how do you trust her in your life?
What do you mean trust her in what life? You just because she's your girlfriend, you should trust her?
No, I'm asking you, like, all right, let's go back to the original question. So how many conversations should you have with a woman before that's your woman?
Zero, because I'm not conversating to have a girlfriend, because she's not even qualified enough to be worth my curiosity and my attention. What has she done to be worth girlfriend material? Because she looks good, is that what you call her? Is it because she's got a fat ass and some boobs? Is that why you wanted your girlfriend? Because she puts her weed in? So what is the reason why you want a girlfriend?
Shit, I want both. I told you, I want her to help me with the business
What's your expectation or your criteria to have a woman be worth your attention and your time, sir?
What's my criteria?
Just say I don't know.
No. I know. It's all
okay,
about
but what is it?
She like me. How much she
likes
you?
No, because she can play you and act like she likes you. What is your criteria to have a woman be worth your time?
All right, so check this out then. What all she does for me?
What is your criteria? As in what? What does she have to do?
It all goes back to what I already said. She got to help me out with my business.
Okay, because she can shuffle some papers, she's going to be worth your time? Then why do you hate yourself so much?
I don't hate myself.
Of course you hate yourself because your ambitions are so low. Because she can file a paper or send an email, she's worth being a girlfriend, sir?
So educate me then on how much...
I'm just asking you to find a criteria. He wants a girlfriend. He can't even know why he wants a girlfriend. I'm asking.
I said I want a girl that can help me with my business. I consistently said that.
What's your business?
My business, Mike. But let me ask the manmindset.com this, Mike. So then, what's the criteria that I should have? Then educate me.
I'm going to ask you a better question. Why would you ask another man what should be life?
I'm talking to Steve. Dean, my bad, Dean. My standards is low, right? He said my standards is low. I want to know what my standards should be.
Your standards should have a criteria of what she should do to earn certain levels of your curiosity, your attention, your time, your respect, and the dick. But what I'm saying is she's got to work for those things. She should not get a free pass because she can shuffle some papers. You've got to have a higher standard to yourself and not just accept any woman because she can move papers. Because let me ask you a question. What if she can move papers but has a fucked up ass attitude?
I ain't dealing with that.
But you will deal with it because your criteria is that of I just want someone that can shuffle papers and have sex with me, right?
I mean, it's more than an attitude.
So you want to fuck the business, the woman that's in your business?
Of course, we need to get to that.
Come on,
part.
Man.
Yeah.
You want to fuck?
What I'm saying is, come on now, come on, don't do me like that.
We're just answering what you're saying. We're not making this up. We're just taking your words.
Come on now, Mike. Check it out. What I'm saying is, I want a woman to, you know, most men date a girl and she don't do nothing. You see what I'm saying?
She
got it on East Street. Most men.
Why are you talking about other
men? I'm making a comparison. Follow what I'm saying to you. I want her to actually help me with the money. Help me make the money.
but you're dirtying up the money by having sex with her. We haven't got to that point yet, but you telling me
you can't have a wife and somebody that, you know, work with you to get your money? Come on.
Now you want a wife? Wait. We just went from girl to wife. What are we doing here?
Come on now. You can't get your lady to help you with the money and you can't have at the same time?
That's not what you're saying.
That's my question. All right, man. All right, I respect what y'all doing, man. Y'all have a good one, man.
Look, young man.
You want a secretary that's also giving you pussy.
That's all he wants, man. You got to have a higher standard for yourself, my brother. You got to love yourself better and not just look great bottom-of-the-barrel women that can shuffle some papers. You got to have a higher standard for yourself, okay?
Because a woman is already going to want to service her man.
Period.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
What you're asking for is already on the table. That was a non-negotiable. When you put it in the way of, oh yeah, she got to do this and do that, and then I want some pussy, it's like, my nigga, do you know she would already have done that anyway if she fucked with you enough? She'll run your errands. She'll go out and buy this.
Yeah.
She may say, hey, babe, how's this? Is there anything you need me for? What do you want me to do? She'll get in where she fit in. For a man.
Yeah, but she's not supposed to know about King's business. So she's supposed to do you know, buy you shit, cook, clean, vacuum. You don't want her into your business. She doesn't have your last name. Never let anybody in. Don't let her in your world and let her look at your paperwork and stuff, man. You got to leave them at the gate and let them do what they need to do and earn things, sir.
All right. I'm listening to y'all saying. I'm keeping y'all saying.
All right. It's all love, man. We ain't trying
to. You understand, bro. That's what you're talking about is female nature.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Oh, no. Not the bad female nature. Not the love and validation and male attention. But female nature as in she will, for her man, become the most submissive, loving, nurturing person, for him as much as she can. Because that's, look at the story of Ruth in the Bible. I can't remember the whole name of it. But how, what she did for her king in order to show her devotion to him as a man. But she only did that because of the man he was. Not just any guy.
Right, call him, ask a question. Do you want a woman to shuffle papers and just fuck you? Or do you want a woman to invest in your business and sit on the sideline and wait till she's coming to do something? What would you rather have?
I like that second one better. Keep it real.
Well, if she, okay, then you must uphold her to a higher standard than shuffling papers. You don't want a woman in your business. A king does not let anybody into the kingdom to see what's going on behind the scenes. You don't just let somebody in that way, dog. She's got to earn that shit. Okay?
All right, I dig, man.
All right, respect. Okay, the lines are blowing up again. All right, thank you, brother. All right, let's bring in, we got 347-242-281-209 and 475. Jesus Christ. Huh. All right, 242, you're up. What's up, sir? Then 281. Oh, wait, I got 347 next. Yeah, 242, how can we help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir, how can we help you, sir?
My question is, how can I express myself?
I want you to mark this at 10:34. Mark, write 10:34 down. Go back and play this again and listen to your voice and tell us what you hear. Your nuts have got to learn how to drop from your stomach, dog. You got to have more bass. You sound defeated. You sound beat up. And no woman is going to want to be around someone that sounds the way you sound, man.
All right.
And I'm not saying that to be mean. You just got to – are you 19? How old are you, young man? Are you young?
I'm 24.
Okay. Well, you got to get some coaching, brother, because you can't go out in this world this way, because women will chew you up and spit you out, man.
Yeah, I understand.
But hang in there. Don't be mad. Don't be depressed, okay? It's okay. Donna, we're not here to depress you. We're here to help you, okay?
Jay, hey, look, hey,
okay, so it's not a thing of answering. See, you want us to answer a one word. You want us to answer your question to be the end-all, be-all to solve problems that you have. You have so many internal problems that one word is not going to help you. That's all. You see what I'm saying, sir?
Oh, okay. I understand.
Okay, so, right, so get some coaching from Taekwondo or myself, and we'll start the process, okay, young man?
All right, well, where should I go?
Rashagu? What?
Where should I
you
go?
Oh, where should you go? Oh, I thought you said Rashagu or something. Oh, where should you go? Oh, yeah. You can either go to Taekwondo or you go to the Man Mindset. You choose, buddy. Both places are great.
All right, thanks.
All right, hang in there, buddy. Eric code 347. You're up, then 281. 347. What's up, buddy?
Mic check. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
So earlier you guys said something about exposing the lie. I don't understand the concept. Can you please explain it?
Explain what, sir?
How do you do it? Why you should do it?
How you do what and why you should do what, sir? I can't read your mind. Wait, be more specific, please. Sir, can you please turn down your thing in the background and answer our question like a man?
I'm thinking of how to make it specific. It's the whole concept I don't understand.
What concept are you talking about, sir?
Earlier in the video, you had the picture of the ABCs, and you guys
yes.
spoke about exposing her lie to get to our true NSL. So, how do you know? Not that one.
Brother, just don't try to get it right. Just get it real. Just be real. What is the question? Just ask it directly. It don't got to sound right. Don't got to be perfect. Just ask the question directly and clearly. Hit on.
How do you get to the point of the true course through those lies?
Through those lies. Is that what you said at the end?
What lies?
How do you, so just to be clear, your question is how do you get to the core through those lies?
Yeah, that's what I said.
What lies? Okay, so you just asked a question. No, sir. Wait. Take it. Now don't leave.
You called in, asked a question. You're looking for an answer. Be brave enough to stand on that and find what you're seeking.
Yes. So, yeah, what you just made a statement about lies. We're not mad at you.
You're trying to double back.
Yeah. What lies are you talking about? Through what lies? What are you talking about, sir?
No, it's in.
I'm sorry?
The lies you get told when.
Wait, whose lies did you get told? That you tell yourself?
The lies that women tell you.
Okay, sir. What lies are women telling you?
I do not talk to women.
Wait a second, but you're asking us a question about women, but you don't talk to women? So how will you even know that a woman is actually lying to you if you don't talk to women? So are you conjuring are you conjuring up a dream or something? Because you're talking about women lying, but you're not talking to any women. So what lies are you talking about, sir?
No.
It's okay. Get it out. Relax. Go ahead. Take your time. Take a deep breath. We're listening. What is it that you, what lies are you talking about, sir?
In general, I'm very bad when it comes to spotting lies. So
wait,
I can never tell if they are.
So you can spot the lie. Now,
help us here because we're lost and confused. We need some clarity from you. How? What is the connection between the lies you were told or are being told or are telling in your core? What, help us here.
That's a question. You can answer it now.
Oh, shit. I had to sneeze. My bad.
Gesundheit. Pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless you, Ty. But no, what's the, go ahead, please. We can't have dead air, so we need you to speak. We're not going to bite your head off. We're just asking a question. Where are you going with this, buddy?
Can I call back once I have
No. Here's where you decide to be a man right now.
This is man time.
Let your chest poke out.
And let your nuts drop
from your
stomach. Yeah, it's your chin. It's man
time. Come on, man.
Don't run from this. Don't run because you're going to keep running all your life. Face it. Now, come on. Face it. Come on. What's up, brother? We got you. We're here to support you. What's up? What is a lie? Or what have you been told or whatever? What's going on?
I'm drawing a blank on this question every time. When I get told lies, I've come to accept it and move on.
What lies are you being told? But you're not talking to women. What lies? Who's telling you a lie?
All right, let me ask you this question. Do you usually talk like this, or is the live and the viewers getting in your head a little bit?
Yeah, I usually talk like this.
Okay. So what lies are you being told? Let's just go right there. Just tell us the lies that you're being told.
Okay.
Paula, go ahead. Just tell us a lie. What lies are you being told?
I don't know.
But wait, Paula, you just said you were being told lies, right? So we're trying to figure out the lies that you're being told. We're only listening to what you're saying. We're not conjuring this shit up. What lies did you say that you were being told? What lies are being told? Don't worry. We don't bite. It's okay. Just relax and just tell us one lie. Just give us one sentence. What is a lie that you're being told? Just say it.
We don't know.
Okay, you don't know. So you're not actually being told a lie, though, okay? So you're actually lying to yourself then, right? Because there's no women and there's no one telling you lies. It's just something that you're thinking that you're imagining, right? It's like a dream, right? There's no lies and no women, right? Right?
Lies.
Okay, so what I want you to do, if you can tomorrow, get with your parents and see if you can go see a doctor or something and see if you can get a prescription or something, because I think what your problem is more than us helping you. You might need some medical attention, sir, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, good luck to you, okay, young man? You take care. Okay, let's get to area code 281.
Good luck, Carter.
Good luck to you, buddy. All right, area code 281 and 209. What's up, man?
Hello?
What's up, man?
Yeah. Man, my bad, man. I thought you said you went through or not, my bad.
Yo, what you got it, man? Fucking with Ty ass, man.
My bad, man. So my question is, man, I've always, in high school I had women, in college I had women because I played ball. And, but it seemed like after all of that.
Wait, let me guess. You can't get him now, right? I know where this is going. Please, indulge us.
Man, no, check it out. No, it's now, after all of that, man, it seems like I got to try now. Like, before I didn't have to try as hard, but now it seems like I got to try to have game now, and it just seemed like I didn't really need it before, and it's just like I don't know where I'm going wrong now. Like, I didn't have to. Now it seems like I got to actually spit game, and I don't have it, so it's like.
So you're just getting them from being tough at ball and shit like that. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, like I didn't have to try to, like, it just seemed like, okay, I get their number, I take them out on a date. Maybe it seemed like they fuck with the vibe. I'm like, cool, you know, they I got game. But it just, now it seems like after I finished all that.
Can you give us an example of you trying harder than you normally would have to?
Yeah, now it seems like I got to try more. Try harder.
As for an example.
You said give an example?
You see a woman, give us an example of how you try harder.
Well, it just seemed like...
No, come on, just say it. Because that means you don't know what you're talking about. So just
if I go to a bar, I just walk up to him and go, how y'all doing? You know, my name is Valentino. You know, nice to meet you. You know, can I take your friend over here and talk to her? That's if she with you. If she bought her stuff, I just, how you doing? You know.
All right, so what I'm saying, okay, cool. So then what? You got her away from
find
her.
You attractive.
You find her
attractive? Find you attractive.
Ooh, really? What did you find attractive on her? What is attractive about her? How she cooks?
So you're in love with the
Mirage.
So she caught your eye.
Yeah, she caught your eye.
She caught your attention.
Yeah, so I talked to her with that.
Yeah, so you're in love with the weave and the lie then.
To a certain extent. A little bit, you know, because
she caught your eye then, right? But you don't know which she is. So is she actually attractive? What is attractive?
If we start talking deeply, and if I feel like her mind not what I want, then I stop talking to her. Like, I won't go further than that. But if I feel like I'm...
But you're not actually talking to girls anymore, remember? You're having trouble talking to them. So you're not actually getting to that other point that you're talking about, right?
No, I'm still talking to them. But it's just harder now. Like, I feel like it's...
Harder?
Sometimes I'm getting flaked on now.
Well, what are you saying to get flaked
on now?
You got flaked on how? What happened? Where can we get that story, Tom? I'm just asking because I want to know, was it after the first day or was it come over to see you?
That's why I called, because it's like I can get the number. Like, okay, let's say I'm at the bar, I have the girl number.
What's the story, Tom? Yeah, what happened with the flake, though? Where did it flake at?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, so it's just... Every time I get flaked on, I feel like it's with texting. Like, I can talk to a girl on the phone. We talk for, like, 30 minutes, and we be just vibing. And then I just feel like the next day when we start texting, we'd be good. And then the next day, it'll just kind of, like, just flare out.
What are you talking about in your text messages?
That's my problem. I don't really know how to text. I feel like on the phone, I can talk to a girl.
No.
Texting is a form of communication.
Remember, and I got to show everybody that's watching, you are the common denominator by how you communicate. So if you can't do one thing, you can't do anything. So I'm asking you, what are you texting these women?
I start off with just saying, I say have a productive day. They should say you too. And then later on, I get off work.
Have a productive day? That's all you say to her is have a productive day? Go to your phone and look at your last message and play. Is that you just told her to have a productive day? That's all you said?
I just waited till I got out of work. You texted back.
And then what?
So I just say have a productive day. You know, I'm going to hit you when I get off work. And then I get off. I work a lot.
And then what you say?
I just call her. I won't text her again. I just call her.
All right. You call her. What do y'all talk about?
And then that, I just be like, what days you free? I don't really like texting like that. What days you free to link up?
And link up and like, what said, just link up. Link up and do what?
Probably go get something to eat. Probably go get something to drink. Or
oh, you want to feed them, come huh? Oh, wow. Yo, I love you. You my hero. Man, you like to feed them, huh? Not only do you like to ask for the
dick. Eat this dick.
Yes, dick. You you want to feed them. Wow. What's on the meal? Steak? Lobster? What's on the meal?
Yeah.
All right, I said this on the nose, Carl. When the women were leading because you were playing basketball, popular, star, you know, attractive, whatever the case may be, when the women were leading those interactions, shooting their shot first, showing you interest, throwing the pussy in your lap, It was easy. When you have to lead and get to a result that you desire, it's not so easy being a man. So the problem is that there is no problem. You are the solution. You decide what you do and what you talk about. You see that girl who, I don't even know who you're talking about or who you're talking to. There's a guy that will waste her time and text her all day about bullshit. And then there's a man who will give her something to do or something to think about or something to be. You understand what I'm saying here? So you don't need to be talking to her all day about onions and sand and like random bullshit. You need to be making a move, leading somewhere, leading in general, whatever we are even going to discuss or talk about.
But that's what I thought I was doing right, because I wasn't texting her all day. I just text her, have a productive day, and then I call her.
But
like
see,
later on,
it's quality. Because I can have quantity and quality.
Yes.
See, guys try to do quantity. Guys try to drop the quantity and then think they're going up in quality. Oh, I don't text her back that fast. I text her slow and every 3 hours. So you know that adds, but
show,
you still ain't saying shit.
Right. To show I'm busy. Yeah, I want to.
Right,
busy.
You still ain't saying shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't talking about anything.
Okay, yeah, I feel you. Okay.
I can talk to women all day if I choose to, because I'm that motherfucking cold, and have great conversations and get rid of all that stupid shit that y'all want to hang out and talk about.
So how can I get better at just like the text? I feel like that's one thing that I'm lacking, like the text.
That's one of a million things you're lacking. You're lacking a mouthpiece. You're lacking a sense of self. You're lacking a standard. You're lacking your fuck game, your kiss game, your dirty talk, your flirting. You're lacking your confidence. You're lacking a lot of things. It's not just one thing. You're broken, buddy.
Mm-hmm. I feel it.
Yeah, so in order to do that, just either go to Taekwondo or myself and get coaching and start the process, okay?
I got you. All right, appreciate y'all.
And stop asking for numbers, okay? Give her yours, okay?
I got you. Yeah, appreciate y'all.
Respect, young man, respect. All right, area code 209, then 321, 303, then 812. 209, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I just had a quick question. Trying to preface the whole situation, I just got a four-year relationship about a year and a half ago.
Hey, caller. You said I had a question, and you started the next word with trying. A question starts with who, what, when, why, how, or where. So why don't we try that again? You said you have a question. What's your question, sir?
Okay. My question is, how do I differentiate myself from a boyfriend role to a single role?
A boyfriend to a single role? What does that mean? Yeah, what is a single role?
Yes.
And why is it a role? What is this?
I was
play?
In a relationship previously. Now I'm single, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm dating people doing blase blase.
What is blase blase?
How do I give off?
What is blase blase?
The energy that I'm not looking for anything serious.
What is blase blase? Okay, brother, I'm asking because it's very important. What the hell is blase blase? You said it. You should be able to explain which or articulate the words that are coming out of your mouth, because this is part of your problem in the first place. So can you explain what blase blase is? Okay, that was a question. Can you please explain it? Okay, maybe we're having a... Okay, well, hey, 209, maybe you just ain't built for this, dog. You're quiet as fuck, so we're going to just hang up. Wait, hey, just hang up the phone us right now, okay? Because you're trying to figure out what blase blase is. Goodbye. Okay, area code 321. What's your question? What's up?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, nice talking to y'all. So pretty much my question is, how do I have a question.
How you?
Okay, the question is, how do I pretty much get that first effective guy? I'll be honest with you, I'm not experienced.
Get what check back?
So how do I get that first response back?
Sir, what are you trying to, what response? What are you talking about?
Okay, so the other day, like, I met a girl, I gave her my number, and, you know, I hit her up, so, you know, so get something to eat, and I didn't get a response.
Wait, sir, first stop lying. You can't give a girl your number and hit her up, okay? So you got to stop lying. You beg for a number and you hit her up, right?
Wait, sir, we got to do one thing at a time.
You beg for a number and you hit her up, right?
Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry. I think I might have made a mistake. She gave me her number. And there was no begging.
Are you sure? Is that your final answer? How did she give you her number? What did you say to get her number?
So I handed my phone over to her and she gave it to me.
You asked for a phone number? Wait, you gave her your number? She gave you hers? Wait.
No. Okay. If you could forget the first part, because I might have made a mistake.
I can't forget the first part.
I meant to say I asked for her number, and she gave me her number.
And then
we proceeded from there.
Okay. Why did you ask for her number?
Because she was attractive.
What made her attractive?
Nice.
Well, then you've already lost, and this is why she's not messaging you back, because she realized you ain't shit. But with that being said, regardless of that, so why did you ask for a number?
Well, honestly, I've seen that she was physically attractive, so I wanted to see maybe she could have been mentally attractive as well.
Okay, but sir, I understand that, but I'm not, you haven't answered the question. Why did you ask her for her number?
Oh, because at the time,
I think we missed the point. Okay. What was the reason you said, give me your number? What did you say to her? Let me get your number for what?
Okay. I said, yeah, you should let me get your number so we could get something to eat.
Wait, we could get something to eat?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, well, okay. So you really hate yourself, huh?
I'm working on that.
Yeah, why are you begging? Why are you begging women for numbers to feed them?
I'm sorry. I'm begging them for what? I didn't hear you.
To feed them because she has a nice ass.
Got to be hitting out a lot of bills, bro.
This is why you're not getting a call back, because she sees you as weak. Why would she call back a guy that has no standard? And his standard is based off an ass. Why would she call you back?
I wish I could, like, it was a financial...
How did she know that you're a sucker? Because you're the one that...
No. I said, how did she approach how did she know that I approached her because she has a nice ass?
Because listen to what you're saying. You want to feed her. You want her number to feed her. So what does that equal? Gump. So what was your first message that you sent her?
I said, hey, it's Leo. We met at Publix. No response. And that was earlier on today.
Right. So you think she's wet and like, oh, she can't wait to talk to somebody that worships her ass and just wants to take her out to eat, and she knows she ain't shit?
So how do I make myself more interesting?
You can't, because you worship women. You got to work on you getting rid of your worship of women, because that's all you do. You worship women because, let's be honest, you just want to fuck her, right? Let's be honest, you want to smash, right?
I'll be honest with you, that my intention for approaching her was to smash. But
right.
My long-term goal isn't only to fuck.
Okay, but caller, this is what we keep trying to tell you, surface dwellers. As soon as you want to smash, you've already lost, brother. You ain't getting to smash because you want to smash. And now you're emotional. You wanna buy into some ass. See, you got to.
Yeah, ain't into love, bro. And then now you're calling us. I don't even remember what the original question was. Like, why didn't she text back? Why didn't she? Like, what's going on?
She didn't reply back to me.
From one message that you sent.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I would have messed up. Look, I wouldn't even.
But here's the million-dollar question, caller. Why do you care? I mean, this is an emotional time. So tell us why you care.
All right, to be honest, the reason why I care is because I feel like it's something that I did, which obviously it is.
How did you?
Probably
is, but listen, how did you do something in one message? She doesn't even know you. How can she tell you who you are?
Good point.
And when you're wrong and when you're right. Who is she?
A goddess. One pussy.
So question, should I have like this mentality of like oh, her opinion doesn't matter? She really doesn't. Should I keep that?
I mean, she doesn't have an opinion yet. She doesn't know you. I mean, if you were saying the same thing, she goes to me after 3 months or 3 weeks and we've linked 5 or 6 times and we've been on the phone every day and we hang around each other, then that's a little different from you post her, got a number, texted her, and then she didn't respond.
You're really in your feelings about this, brother. That's what concerns you.
Must have really fell in love with that ass.
So how do I get out of my feelings about this, sir?
Well, okay, let me ask you a question. If someone wants to be a lawyer, they go to law school. If someone wants to be an accountant, they go to accounting school. If you want to learn game, you either go to die myself to learn. It's that simple. I mean, think about this, caller. If we gave you game right now, do you actually think you got the nuts to do it?
Probably not.
Right. So that's why, yeah, right. So, yeah, you know. Yeah. So, look, man, just charge it to the game and learn some game, man, because you can't make it. How old are you, sir? How old are you?
I'm 26.
Okay. So you do understand because of that you're not getting any sexual things happening with you and other women, that you come off desperate, needy, and creepy because you have no experience.
Well, I'm starting to come and recognize that now.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. Yeah, right, right. It's not a bad thing because she's not attractive. I don't understand what makes her ass that worthy and that great where you want to feed it. Why would you work hard all day to feed a woman just because she knows how to wear the right pair of jeans to make her ass look different than what it would be in some baggy jeans?
My self-worth needs to be higher.
There you go, son. There you go. That's why you need to get coaching and learn more about your self-worth. Okay. Go ahead, T. Oh wait.
I was going to say, bro. If this is one of your biggest problems of your life currently, is I approached her, gave her my number, and she didn't text me back.
Yeah. Oof, that's bad. Yeah.
You gotta reevaluate some things, Munchie.
Yeah. 81812. How can we help you, sir? Oh, let me bring you in. I'm sorry. There you go, 812. How can we help you, sir?
What's good, y'all? This is for a previous question a couple of callers ago. They were saying, how do you basically get through the representative and find the woman's core true self, what they want to show you as opposed to what they actually are?
Wait, how do they what?
All right, so basically,
wait,
the representative is a lot. The CV and
Wait, are you speaking for that other guy that didn't ask the question?
Yeah, because I was also curious on that topic.
So wait, okay, ask.
And I understood what he was trying to. What he was trying to. He just couldn't articulate it.
Okay, what was he saying again? What was the question again?
So basically, you know, the C, B, and A, the lie, makeup, self-worth, insecurity, core, true self. How do you get past the representative, what she wants you to see, as opposed to what she actually is, the core, true self?
By stop making it about her.
All right. Thank you. That's all I need to know.
Are you sure? Is that all you need to know?
Shit, probably not, but...
Okay, good. That's, yeah. You need to learn a lot more.
Also, how do I overcome social anxiety? I'm not very good with talking with people.
Again, do you have your puzzle pieces?
What's that?
It's this weird box that is broken. It's like a picture that's broken up into like pieces.
Uh-huh.
And they have shape to them, and you fit them in the shape. It's called a puzzle.
Well, yeah, I understand what a puzzle is. Yeah.
So what are you talking about then? What is that? What are you talking about?
Oh, I say this, caller. Does social anxiety decide what you do, or do you choose what you do?
I'd say I choose what I do, but I may be wrong. This is my perception.
You let social anxiety decide the outcome. See, it's the same thing when you need motivation. Excuse me. It's the same thing when you need motivation to push you to do an action. Mm-mm. On the other side of the spectrum, fear will stop you.
Right.
Right. And what we got to do is we got to get you to start communicating with yourself. And it's one of the most difficult things because it has to be a shift of trust. And you have a great question, but the answer is very deep, and it's things that you're going to have to do, and you can't just solve it in one setting because you are what you
It'll
are
be
right
a process.
Now. Right. It's got to be a process, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to, you know, meditate and just ground myself, you know. But
I'm still
kind of in my head sometimes.
But if you're a loser that meditates, is that going to help you be a winner?
Probably not.
Right. So it doesn't matter what you do, it's how you see yourself. So you can read any book in the world and meditate as much as you want and go as much as you want. But as soon as it's done, you're just going to snap back to what you are because you're the prisoner. And you're the warden of your world, and you don't realize through Ty or myself, we will show you how to be the governor of your life.
Right.
Trying to free yourself from what you do, not who you are.
Yes.
Okay.
717.
That makes good.
Okay.
That makes complete sense. Thank you.
Okay. Well, much respect. Hey, what should we throw you back in? Let's grab 717. Guys, there's 16 minutes left in the show, so call in, guys. 16 minutes left in the show. 717, how can we help you, sir?
Oh, what's up? All right, so I just got a question for you. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, go ahead. What's your question, sir?
All right, so I just want to see, my question basically is, how do I get out there and start talking more, you know, females, women, like, in person?
Well, you don't go outside and start talking to the man in the mirror. See, if you're making it about the woman, you already lost.
All right. So I think my problem is like confidence boost. Like, I think my problem is like having a confidence boost, like being able to, 100% every time.
Right. Well,
the confidence to do it.
All right, let me show you something. What is 2 + 2?
It's 4. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you answer that in 1 second. My next question is, why would a woman, what is so special about you where a woman wants to be with you?
Different qualities. I mean, you can either see them or get to know me and show me.
Wait, did you say
You didn't say four.
Yeah.
You didn't say four,
but you said to an answer. So that means that you actually didn't mean what you're saying. You're just making it up, sir. See, when you say and I'm just saying the woman is going to recognize this. See, a man does not say ooh, ah, oh, or He just talks to the woman. When you say that means you're trying to conjure up something in your head to say. Does that make any sense,
okay,
sir?
Yeah,
so that's the problem. You're conjuring up lies to yourself instead of just saying, I don't know.
And then the difference is that when you know that answer, right, the difference in how you walk out the house and then approach that woman will be the difference between you being the man you can be and the man that you are right now. See, you don't know that answer. You know you're four. You answered it quickly, confidently, and clearly.
Yes.
But when asked why a woman, forgive me if I forget the question, why a woman should choose you or what makes you special, you have to think about it because you don't know yourself. You know your numbers well more than you know yourself. Not surprisingly, but just know that when you know yourself as much as you know your numbers, that conversation with that woman will flow as quickly and as clearly.
Yes, and one thing,
okay,
Paul, I want you to think about this. Think about this real quick because we got out of the call. Think about this. When you were young, you learned four. And what did you do? You had to work on it, rehearse. You had to keep busting your ass. You had to draw the four. You had to understand what the four meant until you believed in the four. You believed in the number. And once you believed in the number, then it was just subconsciously stuck in your mind. And if you can do that same thing to yourself, you can do the same thing. It's not hard. You've already done it before. You just don't believe that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. And, that's dope. I appreciate it.
Okay. And one thing, Elliot, please, we ask you kindly to please don't come in here with no bitch-ass shit. I'm just asking you nicely. This is a man's
story.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right. Well, thank you, sir. Let me throw you back in. Area code 214, the 917. We got a bunch of calls now. 214, how can we help you, sir?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? I'm 16. My mentality, I'm in the process of, you know what I mean, discovering myself and shit. So as being my age, you know, What's the best route? Because I love the strategy, I love the mentality and all that kind of philosophy and psychology. But what's the best route for me to really go deep into my own self and, like, you know what I mean, learn myself before I go around fucking with bitches? You know what I mean?
But you just lost. You were doing so well until you failed. Where did you fail?
I failed at the women. You're right.
Yeah, hey, you gotta say it, man. There it is, man. When I remember I started at 9 and I was getting all this other stuff, man. I never made it about the woman. It was never ever about the woman. Once you make it about the woman, you just want sex, and you're just trying to find another way to get sex. We want you to make it about you. When you make it about you, that's what's going to make you an asshole. That's going to make you cocky, conceited, arrogant, a bad boy, a jerk. You only think about yourself. Thus, is going to turn them on because you're renting space in their mind. See that? And once you rent space in their mind, they can't get you out. Even if they're talking bad about you, that's good. How dare 214? Who does he think he is? God's gift to women and all this other stuff, to a point where a girlfriend says, "God damn, girl, why don't you just fuck him? What are you talking about? All you've been doing is complaining about that motherfucker. Why don't you just go fuck him?" He said, "Oh, my God, maybe I do like her." See how that works?
I see. It's just not clicking. You know, when other girls were calling in talking about, you know, their problems, and you said that's the problem you're thinking about women, you know, it was taking a minute, but I see now. I see.
Yeah,
when you're making the best of stuff.
Real quick before I tell you, I don't want to listen. I love that you like women. That's not the, I'm glad you like women. It's just I want you to like yourself that much more.
Right. It's more of a question of how do they benefit me rather than.
Yes. That's a,
yeah.
Well, yes, yes. The force is strong in this woman, Taekwondo.
I see.
It's not just that mentality. It's not just that mentality switch that sounds cool and like, oh, yeah, men move like that and that's cool. It's the results.
Mm-hmm.
That you'll get in life that will change. it's how she'll see you differently because of how you move and how you think so differently, and even how you see her, that she may not be used to being seen that way by a man. She may used to being judged by her makeup, her how thick she is, her body, her you know how she is on the outside. She may never have never been with a man who can see her for more than what she currently is, or can understand her on another level that she doesn't even understand herself. So it's not just sounds cool, it sounds good, and all that other bullshit. Is much more to it when you get into that interaction with her because of the depth that you have. See, guys talk about, oh, go, you know, oh, I want to be deep, I want to be deep, I want to be deep. And they're trying to do it through a question, through a conversation, rather than an experience. Because then it's never ending. It's not just a one question or conversation that she'll remember. She'll just think of you.
Let me ask you a question and just say you don't know if you don't know, okay? Okay, you ready?
Of course.
Okay. Can you tell me about your construction worker in your mind?
What was it? So I tied with science.
Just say I don't know.
Now, what was the question?
Can you tell me about the construction worker in your mind?
The construction worker in my mind?
Just say I don't know.
You really want me to say I don't know?
Well, because you don't know. Because you would have answered it already. Can we continue this? Because I will go to the next caller. I'm trying to show you something. So please move your pride out the way.
I don't know.
Okay. Can you tell me about the detective in your mind? I'm going to try this one more time. I'm asking you a simple question. You don't know. Just say, I don't know, sir. It's not hard.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Can you tell me about the studio in your mind?
Oh, yeah. I'll be making music.
I'm not talking about that kind of thing. I'm not talking about you as a musician. I'm talking about the studio that you use to turn up the flavor that you spit to a woman. So can you tell me about that studio, sir? Just say, I don't know.
I'm a roll with it. I don't know.
Thank you. Can you tell me about your film room? Can you tell me about the guide?
Somewhat.
Can you tell me about your mental weight room?
Yes.
Tell me about your mental weight room.
As being somebody who enjoys philosophy and psychology, I do read a lot. So
I didn't ask what you
out my mental.
No, this is about mental toughness, sir. So just say I don't have one. It's about mental toughness. Don't have that, buddy. So can you tell me about can you tell me about your creative building?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me about your culinary school?
Yes.
You can't. Just say, I don't know, sir.
I don't know.
Right, of course. Can you tell me about your Senate?
No.
Can you tell me about your scribe?
No.
Can you tell me about your amusement park?
No.
Can you tell me about your marketing team?
No.
Can you tell me about your drug lab? I'm saying, okay, then. So you got some work to do, buddy. That's the work to do.
Oh, that is to a man.
He doesn't even understand. They don't even understand. But see, okay, but you got, I know you think it's funny, but if you don't know those things, then you will never know your core, sir. Okay?
No.
All right.
How do I go about learning them there?
Get some coaching, buddy.
Right. You're going to need your board of directors.
You said that.
In your life in different circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You said that to one other caller, and when he kind of retaliated, you asked him if he was ready for the game. He said no. I'm not ready for the game.
I
think I am ready for the game. I'm willing to take that in.
Well, no, don't take it in. Don't waste your time, buddy. Let me go to the next caller. Eric, 917-443. What's your question? Poor child. What's your question, 917?
What's good, Ty? What's good, Steve?
Yes,
I got a quick
spiritual, scientific question, because I know Ty is pretty knowledgeable on scientific topics and spiritual topics. So I would like to pick your brain, Ty. Is it possible to reprogram the subconscious mind, or is that another gimmick to make money nowadays?
Oh, my God. Is this actually a question?
Yes, this is a serious question.
What will you do when you reprogram your subconscious mind?
Please explain this one.
So, in my specific case, I'm going to say I placed the girl above myself because it comes from a deeper rooted, like, self-esteem issue. And I could consciously tell myself the girl's not above me. I'm not going to worship women. But subconsciously, when I view myself as beneath people, it's like that'll naturally happen by default.
No, you choose to be.
Well, there. Yeah, I'm about to say, guess what? If you are aware of it, making it in the conscious, how is it subconscious?
Yep.
The subconscious is when I hear a loud noise and I jump and I turn. The subconscious is when the hairs on my skin arises, and I don't know why, my reflexes, my intuition. If you're having conscious thoughts and awareness about it, that's the conscious, not the subconscious.
Okay, I see. I get it. Because I feel like what I'll do is I will place
my
self-esteem on external like factors. Okay. Like,
listen to what you're saying. You're talking like a woman. I feel self-esteem. Men don't talk that way, bro. I feel my self-esteem. Are you bleeding once a month?
Well, I'm saying I feel because as humans, we all have feelings, sensations.
As humans.
That's
okay.
Yeah, but you're moving through your emotions.
Thank you, man.
So how should I be moving with them instead? Like, what are you? I'm moving through
it's
them,
okay.
And I should
be aware. It's okay to be aware of how you feel, but what you're doing is moving through how you feel. This is part of the reason you can't. And not to disrespect you when I say this, differentiate the conscious from the subconscious because you don't know who's in control. You don't realize who's in control. And this is, you know, where it all goes back to coaching, because you may have came in with that one question, well, how do I reprogram the subconscious? Well, you're not even connected with the conscious yet. You just are allowing thoughts and all this that's going on in your head, the narrative, the story you're telling yourself, that you worship women, the story that you're so consciously telling yourself, write your next page.
Right, and think about what the mind did to him. He came in saying, is it a gimmick or something? Then you say, like, what is it, a trick? Or what did you say about...
Was it a gimmick to be able to reprogram?
Right. Look what your mind is telling you to keep you exactly where you're at. You've already got a built-in excuse, and you don't even realize it. Because he is going to do everything he can to keep you everywhere. Hey, guys, I got a minute to go. Hey, guys, we got the calls. We got all the callers in the queue staying there. But, guys, after a minute, y'all want me to call in. So call in now if y'all need to. But caller, we're just saying that you're asking the wrong question because you're coming from a feminine side of that question. Like Ty was saying, you're going through that thing, and that's not what men do. And then you're trying to justify how you're feeling, which is even a reinforcement of the feminine.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and always remember, listen, love the ass, love the curves, love her body, love her lips, love her hair, love everything she is, but love yourself that much more.
That's it.
Okay. All right, so we got, oh my God, the lines blew up. Okay, so we got 8 calls to go. Okay, all right, 443-706-385, 440, 415-251 and 470. We got all you motherfuckers. Let's go in 443. You're up, guys. What's up, brother?
Hello.
Hello. 443 going once. 443 going twice. Ooh, we got to let you go. Okay, area code 706. 706, you're on, sir.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, you can. Hey,
yes,
Johnson,
sir.
Get
yes,
coaching,
sir.
Buddy. Get coaching. Okay,
hey,
go.
I know y'all got... Yes. Hey, appreciate what y'all...
You good. What's
hey,
up?
Appreciate what y'all doing for everybody. I really, like, see the message, you know what I'm saying? First question, though, I like, well, only question. I got this one girl, right? And I'm really liking her. She good for my mental. She good for my spiritual.
Wait. Did you say you had a question or are you telling us a statement?
It's going to be like a question. I got to give you a little insight first.
Well, no, but when you say you have a question, that starts with a question. See, what we're trying to get you to do, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm trying to show you how to be more. Go ahead.
And what you already just did is you just like contradicted yourself back to back to back.
Okay.
I have a question. So you said you have a question. You announced that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start telling a story.
Right. That means when you're talking to a woman, instead of telling her what you actually want, you're going to start telling her a story and not getting to the point. You got upset and hung up too. Okay, area code 440, then 415-251, then 470. 440, how can we help you, sir?
440. Everybody, if we say the number, you should just say hello, just in case
just
the message is
not you. 440-384. Can't give you a number. 440-384. Going once. 440-384 going twice. Oh, he got mad and hung up. He got sad and hung up too. Oh, I'm sorry, guy. Erico 415. Don't be scared. We don't bite. What's up, 415?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's up?
How do I handle being inconsistent with just trying to get a woman where I want to, you know, lead her the way I want
to
sometimes?
What do you want to lead her to where? Where are you trying to lead her?
To get to know her in a more intimate way, he told me that, yeah.
Taking your line.
Right, to do what?
I mean, definitely
I don't,
a sexual
wait, I mean,
way.
No.
But, yeah.
Well, what are you trying to do? I'm asking you a simple question. What are you trying to do?
I keep saying, but it's not just in the sexual way.
Just say, I'm trying to
it.
Fuck. Well, yes, I can tell. Just say, I want to fuck. Just say, I want to fuck.
I want to fuck.
Okay. So, what I don't understand about you surface dwellers is that how many times have we told you in the last 4 hours and 28 seconds and 30, wait, 4 hours and 28 minutes and 31 seconds of this show, that if all you want to do is fuck, you've already lost. So what part of that don't you understand, dweller?
I'm saying it's not just fuck. That's the thing.
But it is, okay. Do you think Ty and I go around looking at women and say we're going to fuck them? Let me ask. Do you think we think that way?
So,
no.
I'm gonna fuck.
You think we think that?
Nah.
But you, why you think we get pussy? Or women to want us?
Because you don't make it about the pussy.
Well, then there you go. So where's your question making it about?
I'm trying to lead her, and sometimes I can, and sometimes I can't.
You can't lead yourself. What do you mean?
You can't lead her and follow her at the same time.
Exactly, man. What the fuck are you doing? You can't even lead yourself. You're scared of pussy. See, as I told you before, I guess y'all don't believe me. I keep trying to show you the secret. The more you go after what's between her legs, the more you fail because you get caught in her the trap of emotion. And that's what you are. You're an emotional wreck right now. And you don't even realize you keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different result.
Lead her while you're chasing her at the same time. Don't work like that, gangy.
All you're doing is going after the pussy every time, and you come out emotional every time. And you don't even realize that maybe I need to stop doing that and change my way of thinking. You think?
I, I know that sometimes I'm doing
no,
it,
man,
right?
Sometimes.
I know.
Is always, no,
I know. I know. It's not a mask. Yeah.
Wait. Let's go to sometimes. If you're sick, you go to a sometimes doctor?
No.
Would you, if you would get on an airplane, do you go to a pilot that sometimes can fly that plane?
No, sir.
Well, then why are you telling us about this sometimes shit? A man is not sometimes. A man is all the time.
Go somewhere and
sometimes
right
now,
and go see if you take that shit.
Hey, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you feel like a steady person. So what are you saying, brother?
I'm saying, like, I've been able to lead her in certain moments, but then other moments I can't do it. Or I don't know. Like,
what? Okay, how old are you?
25.
Okay, do you have attention order deficit or anything? Have you ever rode a short bus or you have
attention
deficit disorder? Right.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with you mentally? Is you
no.
Sure? Everything? Okay, you positive? Because I want to make sure. I don't want to be mean to you if that's the case. But the way you're talking, it seems like something is. What part of stop going after the pussy don't you understand in what we're saying to you?
I don't know.
And it's funny.
Why
yo, he's just laughing now.
It's crazy. It's like.
Yeah. No, like, I'm laughing at myself, though. That's the thing.
Why are you a joke?
Exactly. Why would you laugh at yourself?
Do women follow jokes, caller?
What's that, Ty?
Do women follow jokes? See, you can be funny. You can tell jokes, but you can't be the joke.
Mm-hmm.
You just laughed at yourself. You know, what would a woman do if you're leading that? If you're leading with laughing at yourself in a serious conversation we're having. See, we're not even being funny right now, but you just laughed at yourself.
Yeah.
After being told something, some type of, you know, criticism and introspective work. So you don't even take this. It's that you're improving yourself seriously, bro.
Yeah, that's the thing, my friend.
Yeah.
We're not saying this to knock you down or anyone listening to this. We're saying that there's got to come a time that you've got to draw a line in the sand and realize that you're losing a game that you automatically know you're going to lose, and yet you keep playing it over and over again. And you're getting the same result. There's got to come a time in your life, not my life or Ty's life, your life, that you got to draw a line in the sand and say, I got to think a different way because I am not winning in this thing by going after something I'm not going to achieve because I cannot even lead myself that way. It's like you're throwing a dirt rock at a tank and you think you're doing some damage, dude. It's not working, okay?
Yeah, so get with my scribe in the film room, and that should help.
Should. See, it's not going to – okay, there is no – I don't understand. The language that Ty and I speak, there is no maybes or coulda or shoulda or woulda or, you know, maybe if the planets left of Mercury or some shit like that, man. We are about what we are about because we're about ourselves. That's it, man. We believe in ourselves above all things. So there ain't no shoulda, woulda, coulda. If we do it and they say no, so fucking what? If we do it and they say yes, so fucking what? Because what they do does not define us. We define us. You're looking at the last domino, man. Come on, man. You're letting the pussy define
you. You're submissive, caller. You're the receiver. She gonna fuck you.
Oh my God! Don't drop this. Just don't drop the soap in her world. Just don't drop the soap.
She gonna have your pussy wet, caller.
Is that your cornbread?
He's gonna be in the kitchen cooking. She's gonna come up behind him. That smells good. Keep on cooking. He's like, oh, thank you.
Hey, she's gonna walk into the cafeteria and everybody gonna leave, even the guards. And they gonna lock the door. She's gonna get some butter.
Smack his ass is up. Oh, my God. Call it lock in, tighten up. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna be in the doctor's office on your stomach.
Putting filters on, scrolling through Instagram, legs up. Come on, man.
Oh my God. Oh. Oh, all right, Carl, we got to grab these other callers, man. Hey, man. Hey, this prison run, dog. All right, 251, the last at 470. 251, what's up, man? What's up, man?
What's good, Steve? What's good, Taekwondo?
What's up, brother?
What's going on, my
dude? Yo, so what is the difference between false confidence and real confidence?
What you have right now.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
That's time, man.
That shit came back so fast. Yeah. Yeah, Steve. That should be loaded, dog.
I'm sorry, dog, but that's the difference, dog. You understand what we saying, man? You don't believe in yourself. You can't fuck. We can. Oh, shit. I'm fucking up. You can't kiss. We can. We can talk to pussy. You can't. That's the difference, dog. Hey, dog, I'm trying to be good. Ty making me laugh. Now, that's the time. It's time, man. I'm trying to be serious. Ty making me laugh, man. Fuck, I'm being serious and shit. Fuck. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, I get it. But it's like, okay, so y'all just believe in yourself enough to where y'all know y'all can fuck.
No, Carl, you know what you're supposed to tell him? Bitch, I'm a motherfucking man you ever disrespect.
No,
but that's some real shit, though. No, go ahead, get to your point, Rudy.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, so, you're trying to form what you think it is, but you don't understand. We create our environment and we create our world, caller. I know it sounds crazy, but everything Ty does, Ty actually creates that. And it's not even when the woman's around. Ty does this when nobody's around. Ty is the one that is constantly building and creating his world his way. Nobody else's way. So when he walks out that damn door, they have to accept who he is. Or guess what? He's going and moving on to the next town. And even if they do accept him, he's still moving to the next town. You see what I'm saying, caller? So I know you don't understand that. It's just like going over your head, brother. You know what I mean?
Because you see, real confidence, the fake confidence that you were trying to differentiate between the two. See, your one is on the surface, not even just, as we say, surface dwellers and shit like that, but just on the surface of what comes off to other people's appearance.
Yes.
See, the true confidence is not even just in between your conversation with that woman, but it may even be between the thought that you had and what you knew you could do before you even approached that specific woman.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with you. Regardless of the situation or the context, which is why even when we get to the culinary school, the Senate, the board of directors, Steve was asking, do you have this? No. Why? Because he doesn't have himself. So yes. He can never be anything he needs himself to be.
Yes. I call it. When's the last time you created how to kiss a woman? When's the last time you created how to show a woman the depth that you have? Okay, remember, caller, remember I always tell you that All right. Do you have wine above your bed? 251. Do you have wine above your bed?
No.
You don't have any wine above your bed. Not at all, right? Right?
No.
Okay. Right. Do you have the different color shower lights in your shower that changes colors?
No.
Do you have artwork that represents maybe a sexual side of you that may have a photo of a woman that's not dirty, but it's a sexual painting? Do you have that? Why? How are you to express yourself without even trying to bend a muscle where you can show her that I'm different from other guys? I don't operate this way. And if you want to be a part of my world, you've got to show me that you're worthy enough to enjoy all the things that I've created in my house. You see that, Colin?
Right. So it doesn't have to be a painting, though, right? It could be something that, like, I enjoy, right?
Well, listen, Colin, listen. I don't have the wine above my bed, but you know what's going to be above my bed?
What, a samurai sword or some shit?
No. Her ankles.
Oh,
ankles up to the sky. I'm gonna really touch the ceiling.
Right. Oh wait, Carl. Let me explain real quick, Carl. Let me explain why. Wait, so you gonna have ankles up and all that other stuff scuffing up his walls and shit? But I'm saying to you, caller, I want to explain to you real quick why I'm having what I have. Okay, I want to show you the depth and beauty. See, you don't see it. You just say like, oh, why would I have a picture above my bed? Right. Well, let me find it. Okay, so check this out. So I'm gonna give you a few. So if you go into a living room, I tell my guys to have something like this. Why? Because this will allow the woman for me to describe to her what I see in women. I'll look for a woman artist, and I'll say, well, this tells me a woman that's hiding her sexuality with a veil. See, I will connect with the woman through the painting. In my bedroom above the wine, I will have two of these next to the wine because I'm describing what I see and breaking it down. In my kitchen, not dirty at all, so all covers clean. But what I'm saying, in my kitchen, I will have food on somebody because I'm able to express to her, she's going to want to know, why do you have these paintings? Because this is part of sexuality. This is part of why she needs to be with me versus all the other guys, because I am sex. Ty is sex. This is what we are. We embody this stuff. We don't make it up. We embody it.
And when she goes over your crib, you're going to be on the couch with her, heart pumping, stressed out, trying to say, so, you know, how's your day? Trying to be deep and trying to apply some pressure and trying to fuck. Rather than fucking this upstairs, buddy.
Motherfucker, go get that chloroform, boy. Put that motherfucker. So, Colin, that's the difference, man, okay? It's a lot of differences, but you're not creating anything. You're not creating how you make her smile. You're not creating how to make her blush. You're not creating, hey, you can't tell me, are you sound checking? Do you have a sound check place? Or have you sound checked your places yet? Have you?
No.
You're not sound checking your legs, spread your ass cheeks. You're not sound checking the corner of my dick on your forehead and your balls in mouth where you do the cocoa and the wine, or you do the tea and coffee on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air. So if you're not doing all this, then what do you don't want to be in the game because you're not creating anything, brother.
How do you sound check Lake? You sound check it,
brother, by going in there and finding out what there's about. If I go to a restaurant called Taekwondo's, it's a jazz restaurant, I'm going to learn the intimate places. I'm going to learn the jazz people. I'm going to learn the wines, the cheese boards, and all that other stuff, brother. I'm going to learn these places. That's going to be my spot. That's my spot.
No,
I'm not saying
that's the sound check.
That's a sound check where you have a one spot. You should have a coffee spot, a tea, ice cream, wine, and cocoa spot in the Lakes Bridger Ass Cheeks that you go to all the time because that's all they get. They don't get anything special. Listen, right. You know that if you had game, okay? But we got to grab this last call, big guy.
I appreciate it, bro. Stay
gold. Stay gold.
What happens at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks stays in Lake Spread Your Ass
Cheeks. It stays in Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Because the ducks can't talk. The ducks can't talk. They can just go whack, whack, whack. But 470, yeah. Last caller, man. What's up, brother? 470, what's up, man?
Hey, y'all can hear me? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I was just saying if I could ask y'all like a life question type stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, I've been on this new journey where I've just been like,
well,
you know, really just focusing.
What, where, why, when, how? We got to get you to start. Y'all got to start differentiating statements from questions. So if you have a statement, you can say a statement. But don't say you have a question and say a statement. Then you're confusing us. So you want to make a statement first.
I'm going to start with the question. Then can I get into the statement a little bit?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to see, like, how do you deal with, like, you know, being, like, you know, when you focus on purpose, like, how do you deal with, like, you know, being alone a little bit, you know?
What do you mean being responsible? Because I think you got to get off the YouTube streets over on that red pill shit. So get purpose is responsibility. Okay? You don't be on your purpose. You just be responsible. Okay?
And just like, I know it's like a lot of people that's my age, you know, they're like, you know, they going out a lot wherever they're out and about, you know, and me, I'm just, you know, locked in, focusing on my purpose, you know. And I know it gets a little lonely sometimes.
You don't have to mention them or judge them for what they're doing. You're not any better than them because you don't go out and party.
What is your purpose?
I'm not really trying to judge them or nothing like that. I'm just saying, because, you know, sometimes I want to do the same thing. Because
you're talking about them.
Compare them to you and compare you to them. Well, they go out, they party, they smoke, they drink, and I'm in the crib with my purpose. Lonely.
Yeah. Lonely and alone.
And complaining.
Yeah, right. So what is your purpose, young man?
I'm trying to be, I'm doing boxing. I'm a boxer.
Well, what is that guy? So why are you worried about what them guys are doing? You're not supposed to be smoking and drinking and stuff as a boxer.
Yes, sir.
So
you would just accept what is and live your life and let them live theirs.
Yep.
You're already wasting thought, attention, and potential planning or investment in yourself by thinking and being bored and lonely and all that other shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what y'all saying. Sure.
You should be pushing your entire team, your boxing team, your managing team, your training team, the marketing team, the whole everything around you, which is going to get you the successful career that you want. See, if any part of you is thinking about somebody else, comparing yourself to somebody else, judging somebody else, you're already distracting yourself because you're telling yourself you're trying to pedestalize yourself so you can feel good enough to do what you're doing and trying to put yourself in an altar and a stand. You don't want to do it out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it because you're doing it, and that's your standard, that's your goal, and that's your purpose, and that's what you live for responsibly, and that's what you choose to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to get you just to ask you guys that question, you know, because I'm just I'm coming out of high school, you know. I just graduated high school, you know.
Congratulations! I think that's awesome, big guy. Congratulations!
Appreciate you guys.
Just focus on what you're doing, young man. You're doing good, but just keep your eyes on the prize, not anybody else. Fuck them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go watch Rocky chase some chickens and shit and do, you know, fucking get some packs and run in the beach. I don't know what you boxers do, but do whatever you need to do to be the best boxer you can be, okay? And then you can have the Taekwondo sword on your trunks and promote him years from now. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm for sure. Yeah, but thank you guys. You know, I watch y'all.
Oh yes, you do good, young man. Okay, we were proud of you. Okay,
all right.
We were proud to graduate.
All right, thank you.
Good.
Appreciate
all right,
y'all.
You have a
all
good
right,
night, sir.
All
right.
All right.
All right. All right, Ty. Woo! That was a good one, Joe. That was a good one. That was a good one. Yes.
Yeah, we can just give our closing thoughts on pressure. So, you know, for the guys that, like, oh, we're out of show and all over the place, just to clarify it up. Pressure is not what you say. It's not just what you do. It's not just how you smell when she gives you a hug. Or where you kiss her when you greet her, or how you kiss her when you're touching her, and all of the above. It's everything combined. The pressure can start in you vocalizing or verbalizing your intention when you're clear and concise, based on telling her what you want, how you want it, and when you want it. That pressure is all of the above. It's not just, well, damn, what should I have done in that specific moment? It's consistently going for what you want. Because, see, I don't just apply pressure with women. So a lot of times you can tell how you deal with women and how you treat women is how your life is. Because if you don't know how to apply pressure to a woman, how can you apply pressure towards a goal you want? If you cannot even communicate directly and clearly and concisely with a woman, how can you be clear and concise and going for anything you want? Oh, you know, well, I lead a successful business, but when it comes to women, I just vote. So you're not a successful man. We're not trying to teach you guys to be situational or circumstantial winners. Because when you're a winner, it's top down, all of the above, bottom line, everything.
Absolutely.
It's not just when you win that you're a winner. Can you be a winner when you lose? Can you be a winner? And even what is a lose to a winner in a regular person, and why is it different? Why is the definition different? Because winners think different. Winners see the world different. Leaders, bosses, structure, we're on a whole different level of tier. You have to reconceptualize how you see a lot of things that you see. That's my closing statements on that
topic.
My
closing statement is, first of all, I want to say shout out to all the Taekwondo heads, the dojo guys. I appreciate all you motherfuckers. And my mindset guys, we got a number of love for you, want the best for you. My closing statements are just basically this, man. At the end of the day, when it comes to pressure, I want you to put the pressure on yourself to create your reality, to influence your behavior, okay? As long as you make yourself the expectation and become the thinker of your world, the visionary of your world, be able to set your mindset to be the best man that you can be for today. You have to be great. You just got to take a forward step to greatness. And one thing I always say, because, you know, even though I am ending this, I'm going to end it with all you guys, because this is what I always tell my guys when I end my show. And I'm going to say this to you guys, and this is very important. Before you guys go to bed, please think about the graveyard. Always remember, everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. And this is why you need to live every day like it is your last. Appreciate the fails, appreciate the rejections, appreciate all the things that you feel that is not really, is bad in your world, but it's not really necessary or it's not a big issue. But the pressure we don't want you to put on is on women. Put pressure on yourself to be a better man. Gentlemen, like I said before, we're in the sixth month, the second day of the sixth month, and you are 6 months away from the new year. It is now is the time to make the changes that you need to make. Charge everything, whatever happened. We don't look back. We don't look back. We eyes forward. But the only way your eyes can go forward is listen to the great motherfucking men like my motherfucking dog over here, man. This motherfucker, and I call him motherfucker, he's a bad motherfucker. You want to know why? Because he believes in himself. He doesn't play by the rules that society has given. And what we're trying to get you to do is unlock something in yourself where you can start burning the ships, start burning the bridges, burn everything you can so you don't run back, hide back, and keep your eyes moving forward. All you guys that listen to The Man Mindset and all you guys that are listening on the Taekwondo, y'all are great. Y'all have greatness. You want to know why? Because you're here. And that's one step that most guys are not taking that you're taking. So I'm going to end it as this. Put pressure on yourself today. All I ask you to do when this show is over is to go in your kitchen and grab a small cup or whatever, fill it with water, punch, tea, or whatever the fuck you want to drink. Go into the mirror and look at that motherfucker in the mirror and say, I love you. I got your back. And I got you like four motherfucking flats and toast the mirror. And I promise that individual will toast you back because that's what the game is about. Ain't about no one else but you young men. So, hey, guys, we're proud of you guys, man. Ty, you got it, man.
We're closing on that.
All right, we're closing on that, guys. So we'll see you guys next Thursday, man. We out this joint,
sure,
man.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday before Thursday. We'll see you on Sunday. Hey, guys, we'll see you on Sunday. Guys, all my guys, subscribe to my boy Taekwondo. Get and click.
Make sure y'all check out the Man Mindset on YouTube,
yes,
chat. And then
yes. Depth show. Hey, guys, depth. Man, shit, it's beautiful, man. Okay, so we out this mug. We out, man. All right, Ty, holler at you later, man. Let me holler at my guys and everything real quick. So for all right, see you later, Ty. Appreciate you, brother. For all my Man Mindset guys out there, I want to say to y'all guys out there, keep your eyes on the prize. We're going to keep pushing. I know there's greatness in you. We're going to keep making you great men. You just got to start finding greatness in yourself. But keep soaking it up. Keep getting your puzzle pieces. Don't just stop putting it together. You must learn to keep communicating with yourself, okay? All my dogs in there, all my chat room dogs. Because I got three more minutes to go, so I'm going to wrap this at the top of the hour. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there is to find you. That's what we want you to do. Find yourself. Put pressure on yourself to be better than you were today. Move forward. Take the necessary steps. And listen, fail. It is okay to fuck up. It is okay to fall. It is okay to not get what you want. But what you actually want isn't what you actually need. Okay, fuck what you want. Let us stop going after the pussy between her legs and start attacking the emotion. It is the one place that is not protected. She will protect what is between her legs and will screw and fuck you guys over in the process, okay? So, guys, I want to say thank you. Y'all know how to get at me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com, themanmindset@gmail.com. Again, I want to say thank you to Taekwondo, but especially I want to thank you guys out there. Y'all are great motherfuckers, man. Y'all are my dogs, man. You know I got to be tough with y'all, but I got number love. So, guys, make sure y'all go ahead and hit the notification, subscribe. If you haven't, go ahead and like it and get it because we have nothing but great content over there. Just and get on to Taekwondo as well, man, okay? Do that, okay? Y'all are great, great men, okay? So anyway, we got that going on. We see you later. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset, man. I will see you later. We will have a show. We might kick something, might do something at 5 o'clock tomorrow, if not definitely on Saturday, okay? So I will see y'all then, man. Hey, guys, just be better, man. Be better for yourself. Don't be better for anybody but yourself. Fuck with your boy, man. We out.
Just like that, Man Mindset. Just like that, Man Mindset. Have a good night, the show is over. Take notes and use what the Dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in, ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Gotta come back again, ay, just like that, Man Mindset. Email themanmindset@gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Everything. I'll wear the hair and the.
What do you want me to do?
Send you the link for it? Give
me my phone?
Is it PayPal? Yeah. You just sign the PayPal paperwork down. Did y'all eat?
No.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
JC, that means Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I could have guessed.
You want to pull the PayPal now or whatever?
Yeah, I'm doing it.
And are you just paying everything to her, or what are you doing?
So this is just to buy the hair, but then right. I'm going to...
Just press the PayPal now, and I'll put the PayPal information for you. Wait, when you come back,
July?
Get the fuck out of here. Stop playing.
July 6th?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Did you change the password? Put the order. And then we'll do. I guess I can ship it
here. You might as well ship it here. You'll get here in one piece. Do this other shit, fuck.